I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, I began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all, the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian@info@ranchradio.com. And now here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Well, here it is. It's show number 12 on the Sean Kennedy Show, and I'm your host, Sean Kennedy, the man in the house, with my co-host and loyal compatriot, companion, friend.
Loyal.
Very loyal.
At his heels.
Very,
running
very
beside
loyal.
Him.
Very loyal, provided there's not another chicken ball.
Yeah, then I just fall by the wayside. It's like, gone.
Then he goes, woman.
I gotta go, Sean.
I have to go now. But I'm in surgery. You know, I gotta go, man.
I gotta go.
There's this chick, man. Anyway, so how's it all going out there? This is Sean Kennedy's show. Tonight's theme for the show is the Venus Project, thevenusproject.com. Okay, and this is a very, very cool, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later. Meantime, in between time, you are free to distribute this broadcast in all forms. You can copy it, hand it out, give it to people you know, give it to people you don't know, leave it on bus seats, put it on a tape, play it on your pirate internet radio station. It really,
people are doing that.
People are playing my show over pirate radio?
Yes, they are. Somebody set up a Sean Kennedy radio station.
Really?
All you, all the time.
I find that to be, well, kind of frightening.
And overwhelming.
Really? Like like a radio station?
It's this show.
This show.
In loop. Forever.
Really?
Yeah. So they just keep adding every week. They just put on the latest show. Blah.
Wow, that's really, really cool. I don't really know what to say about that.
Wow.
How about wow? How about I have to make sure that I have content from now on? How about that for a plan? Yeah. I think the really crazy thing is, I mean, this is show 12, okay, and look at the response we're getting. I feel the urge to generate some content. So we're probably going to whip up a new show intro pretty quick, and I want to make sure that we're trying to do something. Well, we're going to try to do things that have a little bit of, shall we say, poignancy? Is that a word?
Yeah,
poignancy, some point.
Such as the interview tonight.
The interview tonight, which is very, very cool. We're looking for answers. There's everyone out there in the world who's always giving us crap, always talking about, oh, the world is coming to an end. And there's nothing I hate worse than a bunch of long-haired hippies waving signs and throwing bottles at stuff with absolutely no solutions whatsoever.
Turning to each other, why are we doing this again?
Yeah, let's smoke another joint and call down the system. And you're doing what exactly? We're smoking this joint and we're calling down. Thank you for calling. You know, there's nothing worse than that. In today's day and age, with the amount of information we have readily available to us through the free internet, why is it that the people who are such advocates for freedom, like there are people who are advocates for freedom who are brilliant.
Yes.
But there is a large percentage of people who advocate free stuff who are dumber than a sack of hammers. So why don't you take advantage of some of that free information and read it?
Hey,
you know what I mean? Like,
educate yourself.
I don't think the internet should be free so we can all get more porn. That's not the
free
reason.
Porn.
No. That is not the reason why the internet should be free. The internet should be free. So the thing of it is, like, the coolest library ever.
And biggest.
Coolest?
Yes. Biggest. Flashiest.
Actually, well,
until
the Venus Project comes into pass, they've got a cooler idea for a library. Would you hear their idea for a library? Their idea for a library kicks butt. But before we go any further, how do you get into the IRC, as I like to call it, the MIRC? Sim, how do we?
I was just going to go check your toast, but I'll tell them about the IRC. It won't burn. It'll be fine, I think.
Okay, well.
I think. I'll make you more if it burns.
That's right. Now everyone thinks that you are my total lackey.
What do you mean, Sean?
It's in my contract. I get red Smarties.
One glass of water per show. That's in his contract. Nothing more. This is a bonus. This bonus toast.
Yeah, it's because I did a good job last show. But what an amazing... Oh, everyone's wondering why that show is not posted. I received mail about it.
Oh, me too.
Everyone's received mail.
Where is it?
It's actually...
Are you having trouble?
It's not like the Sean, we want the show. It's Sean, where's the show?
Yeah, we don't want it. We have to have it.
Hey, man. Where's the show? The show is not there. I promise it will be put up, but it's not getting put up for a little while.
I said May. I put up on the website. May-ish. May-ish, is that good? Or do we have to put it somewhere?
It'll probably be June-ish.
June-ish. I will correct that.
June-ish.
Sorry. Another month.
No, May. May's okay.
May. Well, you let me know. You let me know.
For those of you who have recorded copies of the show, please do not distribute it until we give the okay here at the station.
You're very privileged. And
I have no way of stopping you. Okay, I say that first and foremost. But you know what? I've got this funny thing where despite all the swearing, despite all the, you know, people talking about blowing stuff up, I honestly believe that our listener base has a very, very true set of code and morals.
Yeah.
It is their own.
They're pretty good.
Everyone has made up their own. And, like, I'm quite certain that half the people who listen to the show could utterly destroy Rant Radio at their whim.
Oh, yeah.
If we angered them in some way.
So we try not to anger them.
Yeah, so we try not to,
anger
them.
We'll put up this show. Don't worry. It's okay.
See, and that's how it is. I just saw Blade 2, actually, on the weekend. I went and saw that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, that's... Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very fun. I like to think of the internet... Like, that's a good paradigm for this show, is Blade 2, you see.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think
Relate
so.
Relate this show to Blade 2.
Because you have all the people in the world. They're like the humans.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have the counterculture hacker types who are like the vampires.
Yes.
You see? And then you have the wogs who listen to my show, which are kind of like the reapers.
Yes. The elite vampires.
The guys who kill everything in sight and just hate everyone. And
humans, vampires, doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you can hit
them in my way.
And you can hit them in the head with a hammer as hard as you like, and they'll just kind of like roll their neck around and stuff and do weird predator things with their lower jaw, kind of cross predator with Call of Cthulhu. Very cool movie. If you want to go check it out, by the way, Blade 2. I mean, it's full on hokiness to the extreme, like
to the maximum.
Like, take the hokiness from Blade 1 and just like square it, multiply.
Add in some more computers.
Yeah. Just, you know, add some more computer graphics. But they didn't slow it down. I like that. They did computer assisted fighting, and they did it at high speed. Which
gravity
I thought
was turned up a little much on it, though.
Or
they sped it up. Or
something. It was a little bit fast. They need to work on the CGI modeling.
They moved out
the WWF tie-in. I thought was like they were doing these WWF moves.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
about
that.
They did, like, a suplex, and they did, like, what's the one when they stand the guy
driver.
Up? No, it wasn't a pile driver's when you take them straight up in the air, and they're straight up, and you fall backwards. What's that one? I think it's a suplex.
Yeah, it's
whatever.
So.
And then the big flying elbow from space. I thought those were awesome. I'm, like, laughing openly in the theater at that stuff. It was really, really cool. Buddy did do a very good mecha wog-style power stomp, though, that Reaper who was fighting Blade. He jumped really high in the air, came down, and, like, buckled this metal floor, like, 3 feet underneath him.
Those are always fun.
And he got out of the way, which was a good idea.
That was very wrestling as well. He's coming for me and roll at the last minute.
Yeah, but it totally destroyed the ground. That was very nice. That's my favorite part, incidentally. I've got this thing with people jumping and landing really hard.
Like they weigh a ton.
Like in The Matrix.
Solid.
In The Matrix, in the opening sequence. I don't like the thing where Trinity jumps. I like the part when the agent jumps, lands on the thing looking all hard in the cool pose. You know, wham, he's
one
down.
One hand on the ground.
Yeah, he's all like, Ghost in the Shell, there's a sequence where she jumps down to go fight with the tank. She drops her gear on a tether line onto the roof, and then she jumps out of this helicopter and lands on the rooftop, and the rooftop, like, peels up around her. That's like, I want to get a CGI of me jumping, put it on the web as an AVI form, and we'll give it out to people to Photoshop and make me jumping from space and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet.
And falling, and, like, me just landing really cool with cool sound effects. That'd be, like...
Different areas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because jumping far and landing really hard is cool.
Yes.
And hopefully we can develop this. Let's get back to the RC. How do people get in the RC, Sim?
Oh, yeah, we never even said that.
Got off on that jumping thing.
The jumping thing's very cool. You can either get there two ways. One, You can go through the webpage, and this may or may not work because we've had some major problems.
That's because IRC has been bad.
Yeah, it's been bad, but it's getting better. We have ops now, and we can kick people in. It's nice. So you can try the webpage. Probably not going to get through there, but if you download an IRC client.
Like MIRC.
Sean's favorite, MIRC.
Yes.
And actually, the web's favorite. It's very big. And you just go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, and Egghead and Karma are the ones working right now.
Really?
So if you want to pick one specifically, Karma's on the list. I don't know if Egghead is, but
I wonder
go for
why
Karma.
IRC went down. Give me some big
I don't know. I haven't really asked the guys.
That's really
let
bizarre.
Them do their own thing. They know why it's gone down. They're fixing it. You worked on tech support. Do you like people phoning? What's wrong with
what's
the servers?
Wrong with what's wrong with the servers? Well,
do you know
if
your servers
stop
are down?
Phoning me, I could tell you.
I could fix it.
I had a great story about that. I had a guy phone me up and say, the email's not working. Well, that's because the Telus servers are down. Well, I just phoned Telus, and they said they weren't down. Well, you have a choice. Actually, you know what I said was, I said, you're right. I'm deliberately lying. And he's like, what? I'm trying to destroy you. This
said
is
that?
Part of, yes, this
oh,
is part
I would
of.
I love to say that so
I'm
much.
Trying to destroy you. This is part of my evil plot. Mwahaha. Now, which do you think is more likely, that the Telus server's down or that I'm actually trying to destroy you? And then he started to laugh. Because,
okay.
I mean, he'd never heard something like that come over the headset before.
Never.
Right? So he's just like, dude, you rock.
Tech support with Sean.
Yeah, tech support with Sean. I've got to work on that whole people skills thing.
Yeah.
It's, I have to work. And it's more than just not swearing at them. But if you stand there and you're shaking and you have your teeth grit, your eyes shut, you're sweating profusely, you say, just give me 1 second, I'll be able to help you, okay? They get the idea. Idea, you're a man who's just skipped the last dosage of medication on a 3-day cycle, okay?
Just
and you
have to find my medication.
You'll have to excuse me because I'm trying to resist the urge to kill you. That's what they hear, you know, and that's not cool. If you have information, you can go check the toast out if you want.
Can I? For
yeah.
a second?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to just pop it back down. It's going to be cold and burnt.
No, because I can smell it. I'm good for cold toast.
You're good for cold toast?
I'm
okay.
good for cold
Jam
toast,
Jam and
baby.
Cold toast for
Jam
Sean.
And cold toast. Almost as good as cold pizza. Cold pizza, next day pizza.
Oh, that rocks.
Oh, ham and
it's
pineapple.
It's so good.
Ham and pineapple is the ultimate next day pizza. A lot of people disagree with me. There's something about the pineapple, I think. Because the pineapple, you know, it's got that cool, kind of citrusy sort of thing going on. Speaking of pineapple, dude, this is what everyone listening should do, okay? I have Uber Morning Cure. Here to tell you, you got a hangover, you're out the night before, drinking it up, having some wine, having some champagne, getting it going on, okay? You want to get into something? Here's what you do. You go out at the beginning of the week. You take $20 in your grubby little meaty fist. You go down to your local supermarket. You go grab fruit. I don't care what kind of fruit. Grab oranges, melon, everything. Just grab every kind of fruit you can get your hands on, okay? No bananas. Don't get bananas. No bananas. No bananas. Don't buy bananas. But you get apples are okay, peaches, plums, pineapple for sure. Got to have the pineapple. Mango. I want some mango. Get some of that. Bring it back home. Get your butt a huge 4-liter ice cream bucket. Cut it all up and make a Gigantor monster truck Uber all fruit salad. And you're thinking, Sean, I did not tune into the show to hear you tell me to make fruit salad, okay? That is not why I'm staying up to be Uber lead Hacksaw, is to get some weird, you know, Ann Landers thing going on with you telling me how to make fruit salad, dude. No, trust me. Trust me on this one. Do it, okay? Do it. After you do that, you'll be like, whatever, dude, you're so stupid, right? Okay, well, tomorrow morning you're going to get up. You're going to go eat that fruit salad. First thing in the morning. You get up, spoon an Uber amount of fruit salad into a bowl instead of cereal, okay? Now, that, incidentally, that bucket, 20 bucks of fruit, will last you about 6 days, okay? Ooh, dude. Wow. Jam and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Groove eye. Thanks, dude. So what happens is you spoon it into a bowl, okay? And you're like, man, I'm not, whatever. And then when you first wake up, if you eat fruit salad first thing in the morning, you'll get halfway through that fruit salad and you'll go, dude, Sean's got it going on. Fruit salad for something first thing in the morning rocks more than anything else in the world. I've been doing this every day for about 3 weeks, okay? Getting up in the morning, eating my fruit salad. beats the heck out of that Master Cleanser diet. I mean, there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and drinking, you know, lemon juice, maple syrup, cayenne pepper, and water, let me tell you. But fruit salad is a close second, okay? Let me just say that right up front. But try it. Just try it. Trust me. Trust me on this one. Especially if you're hungover. Dude, if you are hungover, you will put that fruit salad downrange and you'll be like, man, Sean is the man. Okay, trust me. You just got to do this. Because they're like, man, this is stupid. No, trust
me. Plus, fruit salad just rocks anyway.
Fruit salad's amazing. You can't get away. Fruit salad is my chosen food, man. If I could live on fruit salad, I would. But
you saved a couple people that way.
I have.
With fruit salad.
And if you're hungover, I have my military cure for hangovers. Now, fruit salad is big, okay? You cannot beat fruit salad. And the only thing better than a bowl of fruit salad is two bowls of fruit salad, okay? But if you're out in the field, okay, you're in a city, okay, you just don't have the fruit salad. You go to your Subway restaurant of choice, be it Subway, be it whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah.
You know, I usually use the Subway ones. You go. Doesn't matter if you get the whole wheat or the white bread, because there's no nutritional difference between either one of them. That's a big myth. Okay, not
the ones with the nuts in it.
Yeah, the Parmesan ones. No, you go get a vegetable sub. Just a vegetarian sub, and it has to be the blue Powerade. Either blue Powerade or Gatorade. The blue Powerade and Gatorade and the vegetable sub are the cure to hangovers, next to fruit salad. I have nursed guys back from the point of death. It is a proven fact that when Christ died, was nailed on the cross, and they buried him in that tomb with a big rock, they put a blue Powerade and a vegetarian sub in there with him. Because, dude, let me tell you, that's the only thing you got to get going on. That's awesome. If you have your own solution for a hangover cure, you can send it to us here at info@rantradio.com. Or
wonderful.
If you've got snide remarks, oh, it'd be cool to see hangover
yep.
cures. Why not? We'll read out like a new medicinal hangover cure every week. I'm actually thinking about reading out drink recipes every week. I found a cool site that's got drink recipes.
Really?
Like an absinthe frappe.
Absinthe frappe.
So that
nice.
Yeah, we can get like, you know what? Because there's no one, everyone out there, you know, there's all sorts of sites, guys trying to be lead hacksaws. But I mean, our listeners are unique. We have unique listeners. A lot of these listeners, you know, the guys who tune into the Sean Kennedy Show are not about just elite hacksawing and being all thieves, okay? These are people who are very, very weird, okay?
They're
these
into
are
cool
weird
things. They're into very different
they're
things.
They're into weird stuff, okay? Very weird. I know. I get your email, okay? Very weird people, and they're usually a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Trotsky's ghost? Dude. Okay.
Our listeners are intimidating.
Yeah, I'm pretty intimidated by my listeners. That's one of the reasons why I've got to keep the caliber of the show up.
Yeah, so they don't get bored. Oh,
well, no, because it's cool, you know? You get these people, wow, yeah. Sean, you know, like I got one. I'm not going to say who it is because it's kind of a violation. Dude, I'm like a fourth-year electrical engineering student. I really dig what you do.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, I wanted to be an electrical engineer, but I looked at the math and got a nosebleed, so I can't do that anymore. People start
numbers.
Getting that Michael Ikaku stuff, you know, imaginary numbers, and you got dolphins.
Yeah.
What was that movie with... the
pie?
No. Yeah, that's a cool movie.
There you go. There's that, one for math.
Oh,
people.
Yeah. Yeah. Pie is the bomb. General. Oh, wait a minute. I got to go through the RC and read out the RC.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Because it's been going on pretty good. What do we got? We got Smokehouse. Hey,
Smokey.
I haven't sent you back an email yet. What's going on here?
I'm just moving. I'm touching your fingers, Sean.
You're touching my chocolate balls.
I'm moving the chocolate balls.
We have chocolate balls from Happy Dead Guy on Stick Day.
Wee!
Happy Dead Guy on Stick Day, by the way, to everyone out there. I bought the dark one, some Danier chocolates, which Danier chocolates are better than Purdy's because...
Really?
Yes. Because they don't have any saturated fats of any type.
And they taste good still.
And they have no preservatives of any type.
Really?
And
Purdy's does?
Yeah, Purdy's is full of them. And Danny is just cool. I mean, would you rather have Purdy's, which sounds like some guy with no lower jaw from the Southern Arizona station, has some Purdy's, honey? Or
some Purdy chocolate.
Or Danny, who I happen to have it on a good authority, that there's a very gay light engineer who did the guy who did the engineering for Celine Dion's house, his name was Danny. So you can either have chocolate named after some gay guy who did the lighting in Celine Dion's house.
Yeah.
African loved. Oh, wait a minute. Gotta get back. Smokehouse. That all came from Smokehouse. Hi, Smokey. Snake. First of the Fallen. African love turtle. And his mom. Mrs. African love turtle. Arl Sex. Breaker.
Naked.
KCFK. Countersink. Delamorte. Dr. Zodiac. Gorka.
New.
Government. No, Gorka is the guy I named a week ago.
Oh, okay. New name.
Pay attention. You're the co-host. Government Slave. Griffin.
Sorry.
Gun-taped VTM. By far this morning. Hi, sweetie. Half-Elf. Hybrid Theory. SD. JoJo, the dog-faced boy. Kadath. Who is responsible for tonight's show? Well, not Kadath directly, hey. But his beautiful, beautiful wife, Lorena, who is brilliant.
Yeah.
She's the one who actually sent me this link, and I have the theme for tonight's show. And
brought
boy,
to
boy,
you by Kadath's wife.
Brought to you by Lorena. Kadath's
Lorena.
Wife. Because I don't know if she wanted her name said, but there it is.
Too
I
late.
Said it, I said it like five times in five shows. So this show is actually dedicated to Kadath and Lorena, two of the coolest people I
excellent.
Know. Kexler. Crazy Fuck, Le Shack, Lentium, Mobius, Flipside. Another guy I gave a digital baptism.
Yeah, they're keeping the names.
Nobody's asked me for a digital baptism lately. I'm feeling all neglected and stuff.
Well, I got some cool names out there. Maybe they like the names.
Mr. Echo, another longtime guy, like forever.
Mm-hmm.
Ness, Neuralized, Nine Inch Nail, Guns, Psycho Wolf Pup, Rat Fucker, Roto, Sanix, Soab, Sparky, Striker, Super Chair SD, Synthetic Tantrix, Templar Knight. Hey, buddy. Test Subject, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost. Who is brilliant?
Yes.
Terrell Morning, WS Ninja CSR. I don't really know that one. Zerstor, Pyro. Oh, I'm doing good.
Pyro. You remembered it.
Laboratory Rat.
I wouldn't have.
Hello, everyone.
People are asking, where's the show? Where's the show? We explained it at the beginning of the show.
Yes,
so
the beginning of the show. You're not getting it till May, okay? So suck it up, princess. Walk it off. You got a show now. Be happy, all right?
We'll you're listening to one right now.
And everyone who it seems that Terrell has experienced a loss in her personal life. That's why she's in mourning. So
sorry
everyone,
to hear that.
Everyone who wants to send condolences, we all send condolences there. She had a friend named Kev apparently who passed away.
Oh.
So big psychic group hug going to Terrell, and we will all focus good karma your way because you know what?
I think that stuff
works.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Art Bell was doing
on
that
some
on,
level.
He was doing that on his show where he was talking about where he got everybody who was listening. He's got like 5 million listener base.
Oh, huge.
And he got everybody to focus on this one guy who couldn't hear, and he was like cured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we got a little bit of karma going on here.
Yeah, so we got some good karma. We got some good karma going on. You know, got stuff happening.
We
so I'm very, very, very happy about that.
From your request last week, we got that that Photoshop of you and
holy
the
cow! Yeah,
name
I've got this here. That's from Tantrix, and we got some other ones too.
That is in your I didn't know that was in your itinerary.
That's in there here. It's from Tantrix. Nicole Kidman, goodness,
everyone
who did not download last week's show, Nicole Kidman is the new poster girl for the WOG movement. Why? Because she was married to Tom Cruise, and now she's not. Besides that, she's Australian royalty. Bet you didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's royalty. She's actually comes from a royal family. And she's sexy. She's so sexy. We love her. We love you, Nicole. And she's the poster girl for WOG. And if we post this link in the RC, they'll be able to go and see her.
Oh, sweet.
This wonderful Photoshop job of our girl, Nicole Kidman, poster girl for the anti-Scientology movement. Because she was married.
She was never a Scientologist?
No, she never was. She left, as a matter of fact, and she suffered pretty hard. At one dinner party, Tom Cruise got up at a dinner party. And he read an erotic poem in front of like 700 people to his wife, who of course was Nicole Kidman at that time.
Yeah.
And nice. Like really erotic poem, like Penthouse Forum erotic poem.
Really?
Unexpected. Yeah. So that's not really cool.
He has the power of the Scientologist on his side.
Yeah, whatever.
Him.
So
squeeze the hell out of there.
Yeah, so it wasn't really cool.
No.
Wasn't really cool. If you've got any Nicole Kidman goodness that you want to send us, dirty or not, you can send it to info@rantradio.com.
Put a WOG spin on it. Put a Sean K spin on it.
Yeah, so because we get so much volume here. So say, reference Sean K show, WOG, Nicole Kidman in the subject line, something like that. Someone's phoning my cell phone. Are you insane? I'm not going to answer it.
Who doesn't know that you're broadcasting
the heck
right
is
now?
Calling me? I want to know. I want to know. What if it's the dark one?
I
want
to know.
I want to know who's calling me. It is...
Dun, 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 dun.
Perka. Perka?
Oh! Uh-oh.
Hello? Hello?
I think Sean just missed it.
Oh, I think I did, too. That's a shame. I guess Perk Guy doesn't know that I'm doing my show on Monday nights.
No.
Which I'll have to kill him for. But everyone who wants to get Perk Guy, you can get Perk Guy on ICQ as Southpaw Samurai.
Ah, okay.
Which I believe is what he's on as, is Southpaw Samurai. So
somebody out there knows.
Somebody get on ICQ. Look for the last name Perka, P-E-R-K-A.
Tell him to listen to the show.
And say, Sean can't talk to you because he's doing his show, floozy. Actually, he's a really cool guy. Another thing.
Where are we?
Flyer designs.
Yeah.
A guy has said that he wants to do some flyer designs.
Yeah. Okay. He really, really, really wants to, and he can. So,
he's got it. So, if you've got a design, if you want to design a flyer, like a mail flyer, you can email your flyer designs to smail@telus.net. S-M-A-I-L.
Smail.
Smail at telus.net. That is for all our boy Oral Sex, I believe.
Yes.
And Uber he dude. Is a very, very cool guy who wants to have all the flyer designs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll post them on his website. You can download and print them off yourself.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Do. Why you'd want to hand out flyers, I am not advocating you handing out flyers. I'm not
Stand
advocating
on the street corner,
everything.
Shave your head, and
I have
Sean
no
Kennedy
idea
flyers.
Why any of you even show up, other than the fact that, well, I really appreciate it. You guys are super duper cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I got another mail here from
Oh, he's posted another email address you can send it to as well.
Oh, is it in the
MediaWhore@telus.net.
MediaWhore@telus.net. Nice. A guy sent this in to me today, and I don't think I wrote down his name. That wasn't very
He'll
cool.
He'll know who he is.
Oh, I made these spray paints for Half-Life. In any Half-Life game, TFC, Counter-Strike, especially, you can spray paint icons on a wall. Here are some screenshots, and we're going to those up into the, there's actually three of them, and I haven't seen them, so we're going to get my reaction to them for the first time.
I know who that is.
Who is that?
It's Tanthrix, I believe.
Is it? Yes, it is Tanthrix.
Because he has that, that's his computer, so.
And you can get the all-in-one zip file of all three. We're going to post that as well. So first, let's look at them, and then he gives you the download site. So everyone who's at Counter-Strike, that includes you, Mad Evil, way over there in Latvia. You, too, can download these.
Everyone that loves Counter-Strike.
That's right. All you Counter-Strike junkies, click on one so I can see it.
The phone is ringing.
Caller ID blocked.
This is a mysterious person.
No, I'm not answering the phone. I'm just turning the phone off. You know what?
Phone goes off.
That's like a really good thing to do because people don't understand that the phone is actually there for my convenience, not for yours. There's guys who do that. They cannot not answer the phone.
It's quite easy.
It's an amazing thing. You have to answer the phone. I've got to answer the phone. And got to answer the phone.
It could be important. If it's important, leave a message.
Control and click.
You're opening it up?
Yeah, well, I want to see what the JPEG is, what Tanthrix handiwork, man. I want to see what's going on there.
Is it working for you? I'll open it up.
I think so. Well, I got four
DVDs for 49
cents.
What a good deal.
I did that test. Somebody posted a thing. What kind of gun would you be? And it's a survey. And you get this survey here. I turned out I was a General Electric minigun.
Does that work for you?
Who knew? Which is good.
5 billion people are downloading the picture.
Oh, no. Way to go. So it's like...
We'll let that go. I have a poem.
You have a poem?
From Roto.
Roto wrote a poem?
Yes, Roto wrote a poem.
Roto, you rock.
And it's the Ode to Rant Radio. With all the cants and all the slants, the man does foist on malcontents. You'd think our chance to beat the pants off them with unrelenting vents would come to woeful naught. Your subjects dance, they march like ants, to Drek you call entertainment. While in your trance, you swipe their grants and bolt away to pay the rent. Hoping to God you'll not get caught. But with these rants, we yet advance and call our home Rant Radio. We hate your stance, your song and dance, so fuck right off and know you may pay, we can't be bought. There we go.
Wow, that's like, I feel like I should be drumming on the desk and stuff. My picture showed up.
Oh, did yours?
Yeah.
Mine did too. There we go.
Okay,
did we get
on
different
another one?
Oh, it's the same
we
one.
We got Industrial Electric 24/7, rantradio.com.
Oh, very, very sweet. So there's an example of one of the... which one did you... Number two? Let's get number three up.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Oh, you took the opportunity.
Way to go, Chad Rich.
Yeah, that's awesome. So everyone load those
Tendrix
into your
does
games.
Some like amazing stuff.
Oh, these there's some people that or just keep on churning out stuff.
I can't believe you guys. You guys rock so hard.
Oh my god, they're all.
Oh my god, he went insane. This is the this is the angryshirts.com version. Which
is
one
it?
Is that? This rant? No,
it's the
just
same one.
It's everywhere, and you can't get away from it. Much like angryshirts.com.
Oh, he's making a rant radio shirt.
Yeah,
very soon.
Is he?
Yes, another one. So when that comes out. I'll post the link and everyone can go and support whatever he's doing.
Whee!
And give him money.
Whee! Incidentally, AngryShirts.com, even AngryShirts.com doesn't know this, but AngryShirts.com is going to be the only place where you're going to be able to get para shirts.
Sweet.
Because sweet, I'm going sweet. To try to make him do work for them. Para, of course, is the Paranormal Advanced Research Association,
mm-hmm.
where we are going to be out there to destroy and capture. And I've actually got some really cool footage of me going out and talking to people and stalking paranormal stuff, which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
I may use a pseudonym for that.
What?
I may use a pseudonym.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Was it the one you were mentioning the other day?
Well, it doesn't matter if I say what is here, because these guys here are all cool.
Oh, yeah,
you
they
know
are.
What I mean? But, I mean, well, I don't know. Well, I mean, once I'm on the air, I mean, they'll know it's me. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's Sean.
Yeah, that would be Sean. So, if you want to download all three of these logos...
there's a zip file. I'll post that one, too.
Yeah, post the zip file there, because that's very, very cool. Now, there's another story we got, turning this back, about I heard about this, zero tolerance gone horribly, zero tolerance is stupid. This is about a child who a drug-sniffing dog smelled pot on his jacket, and the kid was suspended from school. Let me just say that again. They smelled pot on the kid's jacket.
Oh, I read about this.
And he's been suspended from school.
Yep.
Smelt pot on the kid's jacket. So he
You're
walked by
guilty.
The...
Guilty!
Let me see. I'm a security... Oh, I was doing security work. And you know how many kids I broke up smoking pot? So if the dog freaked out at me, does that mean I was smoking pot in a high school? Are you out of your freaking mind, man? Do you have any idea how much pot is floating around a high school? Give me a break!
Tons and tons and tons.
Oh. I bet my jam toast. Yeah, there's no way you could walk around a high school without getting the smell of pot on your jacket, man.
Here's some for the posters or whatever. Oral sex has some specifications, or I think. Oh no, that's for me. But for Trunk Monkey Racing Guy, message Oral Sex for the Rant Radio vinyl stickers.
That's right.
Whatever
Trunk Monkey, we know you're going to download this. If not, somebody get a hold of Trunk Monkey and tell him to find Oral Sex because he's got his decals for his car.
Yay!
Which I find to be insane. But anyway,
I need lots and lots of pictures of that.
Mind melting, falling off, you know.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's crazy. Just crazy. So, tonight's theme for tonight is the Venus Project.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read the Venus Project. Actually, let's go to their website real quick. Go there now.
Go now there.
Watch us kill their server. Server's going to die.
Okay, we don't have it.
TheVenusProject.com. You actually have to type, so go ahead and type.
I do.
Okay. Damn. Oh, groovy. And Stryker just posted this, the firearms test again. That's awesome. I just about...
There we go.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
TheVenusProject.com. Hopefully that works, and I'm going to click on it now to make sure it works.
Bet you it doesn't work.
It probably doesn't. Probably takes to a porn page. But that's all good.
That's not Venus. There's a P there.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah.
No, it worked.
I posted the right one.
Now, he's got some very cool stuff going on this site.
I love the pictures on the site. They're very 50s futuristic retro kind
now,
of pictures.
It should be stated. What happened here was that Lorena sent me this link out of the blue saying, Sean... and she said she put this sentence on there, and I don't have it written down, but it's something like, your words give me hope, and thank you so much for doing the show, which I find to be really, you know, amazing, because she's like a friend of mine.
Yeah.
For her to tell me that. So she sent me this site, and lo and behold, there's a phone number on there. So I call this guy. Now, this dude is 86 years old. He met Albert Einstein. He worked with Robert Heinlein. He's done lectures at Oxford. He's done lectures at, what's the other one with an H?
Harvard.
Harvard. He's been all over the world. He's worked with multiple people. He's a scientist.
Yeah.
Okay. His name is Jox something or other. It's on the website there.
His
okay.
mind still works at 86.
Like when I first started the interview, okay, I was kind of like, wow, this guy's kind of nuts. But then you talk to him for a little while and you see, holy cow, this guy's really, really big.
On the ball.
Yeah, this is probably one of the coolest interviews I've ever done. This guy is...
And Sean didn't have to talk much either.
Well, no, not really, but he is just really, really... Yeah, everyone stop spamming or you'll get your ass punted.
We know where it is.
We know where it is. Just stop that now. Thank you. Thank you for doing the job. What's happening is that we got him on the phone. I know this is a pre-recorded interview. I know I don't like doing pre-records, okay? But this guy's in Florida, and he would be...
In bed.
In bed.
Right now, probably.
Do not call the old guy.
Please.
Please. Okay? He's doing his thing, and he's just kind of... Like, wait, if you're going to phone the guy up, okay, wait until after the interview. The dude yeah. is very cool.
Listen
okay?
to the interview. If you want more, go to the webpage. If you really, really, really want to talk to the guy for some reason, I guess phone him. But, I mean, you got to have some serious questions or something for him.
Yeah, no. And we also, just check this out. Check us out. There's a lot of information there. To get in the 1950s kind of theme, that whole kind of surrealistic theme, you know, that whole thing, we got some cool music.
Yes.
Which we're going to play right now. Now, yep. This is some Goa trance. Now, in the world of electronic music, there's like trance, ambient. I'm a big ambient fan, by the way.
Ambient rocks.
Ambient rocks. You know what else
you
got to
get the right
too?
Mood.
Ambient is very cool. Yeah. I'm also into kind of mellow, jazzy kind of stuff. So I just dig. I've been getting into kind of mellow, jazzy stuff, actually. Yeah. It's nice background stuff. But anyway.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
If you... Where was I going with this? I completely lost. Oh, yes. The guy. The halftime music this week is really, really cool.
Yes.
Now, this is a band that I think I found originally and then gave it to you.
I think so, yes.
And then
yeah,
you went,
found a CD and you said,
listen to this. Listen to this stuff. This,
went,
oh, this is good stuff.
This is amazing.
And this is a group called Hallucinogen.
Yep.
Did I get that
yes,
right?
Yes, Hallucinogen.
Now, they do Goa Trance, and Goa Trance is kind of like Crystal Method, only better.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play...
Pounding beats and yeah. lots of wacky keyboards in the background, and it just goes and flows into all over the place.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Yeah, cryosleep, no doubt. So this is Hallucinogen. We got two songs of this.
Yep.
And immediately following this, we're going to go straight into the interview that I did with this guy. This is very, very cool. You guys are going to want to download this. He's got a new book. We give information on that. I think this guy's, an initial contact, you'll be like, whoa, Sean, this dude is a crackhead. No, hear me out. Now, I got some comments I'm going to make after the interview's over. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to play one Hallucinogen song, we're going to do the interview, and then I'm going to play another Hallucinogen song.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll come back in and I'll do some comments about the interview and what I honestly think, okay? And then we'll go from there and be able to talk, all right? So I'll be on the IRC during the interview.
Well, that's a change.
Yeah,
that'll
which is
be
kind of cool because
cool,
yeah. I'll be able to interact
yep.
And see what's going on. Now, don't bomb me with personal messages because
ding,
you send me a personal message, I'm not going to answer it. Thanks for coming out. All right, so
just not enough time in the day.
Yeah, that's just how it is. So here it is. Here's some Hallucinogen. Where can they get their music? Is it mp3.com?
Oh, I haven't looked for them on mp3.com, but
I'm sure
file
they can
sharing.
Find it. It's Hallucinogen as traditional
Hallucinogen,
spelling.
Hallucinogen, and it'll come up in your Winamp for the spelling.
Oh, I see.
And so you can find it there. They've got about 3 albums out and a billion remixes.
And they rock.
And they rock hard.
Hard.
Put it on a bassy system. Turn up your bass right now.
Turn up your bass right now. All right. Crank it up. And so, then we're going to go straight into the Venus Project interview, yeah. courtesy of our good friends, Kadath and Lorena.
Let me just get the order right on this Hallucinogen.
You're going to get the order right?
Yeah.
You are out of order. Play that crazy one first.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. Oh, I did have it backwards. I thought so.
Uh-huh.
That's why I wanted to check.
Nicely done.
Okay. The one with the speaking at the beginning?
Yeah.
We're going to start off with that one.
This is very cool.
Yes. This is their the first album. I think it's still the best album, but they're all good. This is Dimension. Hallucinogen.
On rantradio.com. Baby.
Your one-stop geek programming headquarters. You're listening to Rant Radio.
there is an area of the mind which could be called unsane, beyond sanity, and yet not insane. Unsane, beyond sanity, and yet not insane. Think of a circle with a line split in it. If one end is insanity, you go around the circle to sanity, and on the other end of the circle, close to insanity, but not insanity, is unsanity.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Sean.
All right, so let's talk about your mission statement. I'm just
no punches you can pull. Ask any questions.
Okay, I'll do.
Hidden areas. This is the way we grow.
Absolutely.
Instructive things to say, I can learn a hell of a lot.
No, I'm all about that. Don't worry, I'm going to be hitting you plenty hard.
Oh, great.
Okay. I'm going to read your mission statement here from your website. It says, the Venus Project presents a bold new direction for humanity that entails nothing less than a total redesign of our culture. There are many people today who are unconcerned with the serious problems that face our modern society: unemployment, violent crime, replacement of humans by technology, overpopulation, and the decline of the Earth's ecosystems. As you will see, the Venus Project is dedicated to confronting all of these problems by actively engaging in research, development, and research and development and the application of workable solutions through the use of innovation of approaches to social awareness, education incentives, and the consistent application of the best that science and technology can offer to the social system. The Venus Project offers a comprehensive plan for social reclamation in which human beings, technology, and nature will be able to coexist in long-term, sustainable, and dynamic equilibrium. Okay, so my first question is just making sure I'm crystal clear on this issue. What is the Venus Project in layman geek terms? Like for the average Joe on the internet who's just downloading this, you know, our WOGs, the people who listen to our show, what's going on here? Like what does that all mean?
Okay. In our country today and all of the civilized world, they are trying to find answers in the context of the old system. Our present-day system had evolved ages ago in ages of scarcity, along with our language and values. What the Venus Project claims is that if you really want world peace, and if you really want a secure economic system, what we have to do is eventually declare the Earth as the common heritage of all nations. If you don't do that, then there will always be territorial disputes. Just like when the United States, when our states joined together, all the militias disappeared at the borders. There was no more state conflict, interstate conflict.
Mm.
Now, this, if you really want that, but anything less than that, as Mark Twain once said, there's not an acre of land on Earth that belongs to its rightful owner. When you go back in time in history, the British took sections of the West Indies, the French, the Dutch. So after we took this land from the Indians and signed hundreds of treaties and broke most of them, then we took California and New Mexico by force. After we stole all the land we needed, we put up the sign, "Thou shalt not steal." This is the way the Venus Project looks at the global situation. That what nations would like to do is to be able to sign treaties with one another and freeze things as they are. This would only work temporarily because eventually the nations would like to get back the land that once belonged to their ancestors. So you're going to have territorial disputes continuously unless we go to a global economy in which all of the Earth's resources become the common heritage of all the world's people.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more there. I mean, that's kind of common sense. You and I could go on for hours about examples of how that's happened in history.
But I'm just being upfront with you. There's no other way. It's bullshit to think you can do it within the culture.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, and, you know, there's a few questions I've got here. Now, when I went through your website, you said that there's no money in this society. You're going to completely destroy, well, not destroy, but you're going to revamp all of society, and this is a completely new dynamic, a new paradigm.
Eliminate banking and the use of money entirely.
Okay, so, and this is all done.
I'd like to know about that.
Yeah, this is the resource-based economy. What is that?
Your voice suddenly faded out.
So, sorry, this is a resource-based economy.
Hello?
Sorry.
No, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. Now, you were saying that this is a resource-based
economy. Resource-based economy.
Yeah, how does that work?
Here's how it works. Suppose you and a friend of yours landed on an island. You had $10 million, and the friend had gold and diamonds, but the island had no topsoil, no water, no fish. You have nothing.
You're screwed.
Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much you're screwed.
But what is the real value of a nation? It's resources.
No, that's true.
Okay. Money was conceived of a long time ago in ages of scarcity, and they used that as a means of trade and control. If you didn't work, you didn't eat. So money was a control device, which was used over people and over nations. When you lend somebody money, they owe you interest on it. So money was considered a very offensive system by some people, even religious people. I think Jesus chased the money changers out of the temple.
That's correct.
Now they're all back in it.
Yeah, pretty much. He'd be pretty busy today if he was trying to chase all the money changers out of the church today.
Yeah.
Okay, so the resource-based economy is economy that is like...
Let me clarify it further. If you run out of resources, money will do nothing for this nation.
True.
So what we have to do is base our distribution of goods and services upon available resources. For example, in the South Pacific Islands many years ago, when I was there, they had no money. They had lots of fish, lots of bananas, lots of time, and they had no word for work. Did you know that, the Polynesians?
Really?
They played, they fished, they swim. But they didn't have a word for work. They did what they wanted to do. They built canoes, they had luaus, they had parties, and they were like big children. But there was so much fresh water coming down from the mountains, nobody rationed it. Nobody stole anything, because it was about 15 bananas per day per person. And there were breadfruit, grapefruit, avocados. You know, you didn't have to sell anything. And, you know, nobody steals sand from the beach. It's so abundant.
Yeah, that's true.
Air you breathe is very valuable. There's no price set on it, and it doesn't spoil you, because you can get all you want. When we start running out of resources, when any nation starts running out of resources, then money becomes the tool. If you do this, I'll give you so much, or barter, or you trade. Instead of carrying big things, I give you 6 sheep for a horse. You know what I mean? Money became a simplified way of exchange.
Sure.
Now, what would you like to know further?
Well, I'm going to, like, if we were to implement this, okay?
Yes.
Like, say Canada would become probably one of the wealthiest nations in the world because...
Resources.
Yeah, because of our natural resources, whereas, say, Israel would be screwed because there's nothing but dirt there. Like, it's all sand.
You have a personnel resource, technology.
Oh, I see. Okay, so...
The Technion Society there... that develops new industrial technology, automation, robots, engineering. So scarcity countries will be a source for us of educating children not into the business world. They will become agronomists, astronomers, educators, research people. There are no professions like stockbrokers, bankers, loan agencies, sales personnel, advertising. You follow me?
I'm with you.
Well, all of the professions of the future will be essential and correspond. In other words, the population of the earth and all the laws must correspond to the carrying capacity of the earth. Do you need further elaboration there?
No, I think we'll be okay there.
Because if you don't correspond, if your population exceeds the productive capability of the land, you're going to have stealing, lying, cheating.
I gotcha.
There is no such thing as criminal behavior. What you have, if you go back in time, we took things from other nations. We took German scientists. We took their rockets. So did the Russians. So did all nations. All nations, if you're thinking of criminal genes, all nations have.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean...
Okay, so good and bad are only terms invented to try to talk about some of the aberrations. But our language is old. It doesn't have in it the means for sane communication.
Right.
For example, many famous scientists in the past had wanted funds to be able to communicate with extraterrestrials.
That's right.
Do you know about that? They wanted to set up. First of all, in order for anything to travel 100 million light years through space, they would not be human light.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. And since the Republicans can't talk to the Democrats, and since wives can't communicate, children and parents have difficulty communicating, particularly different nations. How the hell are you going to talk to extraterrestrials 5,000 to 10,000 years in advance?
You know, that's such a, that's brilliant. I've never even thought about it that way. That's awesome.
No, but that's the way we try to, in the Venus Project, we are concerned with where people are looking for answers. The answers are here. We have to accept the responsibility for taking care of the Earth and our fellow human beings. If we continue to pollute the air, continue to make war, continue to use nuclear weapons, we will be self in a direction of self-destruct.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
Okay, well, now, in this, let's say, you know, poof, okay, I've got, you know, the means to make this society a reality on one continent, okay? We go to Africa, we make that happen in Africa. Okay, now, in this society, okay, who's in charge in this society? Like, who makes the decisions?
Very good. I'm going to try to answer that because it's outside of our usual habits of thought. Let me give you one example of how decisions are arrived at, okay?
Okay.
And that apply that to all areas of government, unless you have difficulty with that.
Oh, okay, I'll try.
For example, we might take samples of the soil from all areas of America, all America's agricultural areas, send it to a central agricultural research center, and ask them what is the most productive thing to grow with the soil containing manganese, phosphorus. You see what I mean? And they don't have an opinion. They'll tell you that carrots, beets, and certain things will grow best in this soil, in other soil. That's not an opinion. That's a finding.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So after bringing all the soils to central agriculture, we turn to the health department and say, what do Americans need if we're talking about America? We're short in manganese, phosphorus, whatever we're short of, we grow that kind of food to help in that problem. Just like you would if you went to another planet. If there's no water there, you have to bring water. The plan of any expedition carries with it the necessities to be able to practice whatever they intend to do when they get there.
Hmm.
There's no water on Mars, and you want to bring 60 people there, and you want to be there for 3 months, you need several thousand gallons of water.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So this is how decisions are made. The same as a space program, only because this is limited by funds.
Right.
If it weren't limited by funds, they'd make their rocket ships very different, I can assure you.
Yeah, no kidding.
So everything today is based on funding.
Yeah.
In the Venus Project, we give medical centers whatever the hell they need and more to do whatever they must do. There's no more digging up nickels and dimes for cystic fibrosis, heart disease, or any of the other diseases. Do you follow me? We have more than enough resources on Earth to give everybody not a subsistence level. I'm not talking about that. A very high standard of living. Okay. If you have difficulty with that.
No, no. I think what I'm going to do is I'm just. So what you're saying here is that we put the interest of humanity on the
one.
No, that's primary.
Right. She's a subservient to that.
Okay, now, however, like, okay, so I can see how that would work. I can see how, you know, that would operate in society. But what about policy, like, regarding, say, like, sometimes you're going to need policy to be made. So
what?
Sometimes you're going to need policy to be made about certain things. You're going to need some...
I can't imagine. Give me an example.
Let's say criminal law.
There's no criminal law because everyone has access to things. When you have immediate access to cabin cruisers or anything you want to use, like a central library we have where any kid can go in and check out a camera. We ask the kid, do you know how to use it? If he says no, we show him how. Then we say, what do you want to do with the camera? He says, well, I like animals. Bring back animal photographs, take care of the camera, and you get a bigger camera with greater performance. So here the kid is learning something useful. We have access libraries where any kid can check out drawing materials, musical instruments, whatever they're interested in. No wrist twisting, no forces used. There are no police, no prisons. There's no need for it. When people have access to things, they do not steal. The only reason the Mexicans come over the border is because there's no work or employment in Mexico. And I can assure you, if the media hit this country and knocked out our agriculture, we would invade the nearest country that had arable land. You follow me?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So even if you elected the most ethical people with no blemishes into government, if you ran out of resources, there would be stealing, lying, cheating, embezzlement. Do you understand?
I do.
Nothing to do with the artificialities of our civilization. All man-made laws are artificial and incoherent with the nature of the physical world. The only real laws are natural law. If you don't get enough sleep or proper nutrients, you're going to get sick.
Okay.
So man-made laws are designed to control people.
Oh, yeah. Government exists for control. That's
when you're asking about government, I see no need for it at all.
Okay. Okay.
If you can think of a possible need, let me know what you think.
All right. Let's go over real quick.
Yes.
You talked about the child coming in. Let's go over the average life, like start from the birth, and like a person is born in this society.
Okay, I'll go start from that. Take it all the way up to death. Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, please. Like, how would a standard life of a person in this society work?
A child is born in the area with a filthy atmosphere, say like early Pennsylvania near the coal mining regions or smokestacks or industrial regions. A child's lungs, to start with, are pink. The first few breaths that they take begins to affect their lungs right away. And that will determine to a large extent how many colds they get a year and other respiratory disorders.
Really?
But when we manufacture technical instruments and scientific instruments, we have a clean room. You're familiar with that?
Yeah.
Where people wear white clothing. They don't want any dust particles. Well, in the birth of children in the future, they'll be brought up in an extremely sanitary environment.
Okay.
Number one. Two, they'll be fed the most nutritious food known. There will be no chemical additives, artificial coloring, or flavoring, or any agricultural sprays put upon food. We will control insects by controlling the range of sound that keeps certain insects away from the plant, but there are insects that are necessary for pollinization.
That's right.
We will learn how to control that. In other words, what the Venus Project's concerns are tampering with certain aspects of nature which we do not have enough information on as yet. So before the Venus Project builds any of the large constructions, we will do a careful survey of the negative effects and the positive effects to be gained. Is that clear?
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
We don't go ahead and build them and then find out, oh my God, the fish can no longer migrate to the spawning grounds. So when you build a dam in the future, you have to build ladders on both sides of the dam so fish can swim uphill. Do you know what I mean? By stepped.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's good. And then you have silt collectors, because dams generate a lot of silt. You have to have silt collectors, pipes, that suck up the silt, and then we have uses for the silt also. There is no waste in the same society.
Okay.
All right, next question.
Well, no, okay, so the child is born, and then how is the child educated?
They're educated in terms of the way nature functions. First, they're shown how we relate to nature, children. That we depend on trees. If we destroy the forest, this is the consequences. If we pollute the oceans, this is the consequence. They're not given history, because history is really a propaganda designed by each nation to generate loyalties. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, absolutely.
It's reality. So we can bring up children so they go out into the field and they see how the birds build nests, how the beavers build dams, and the function that the dam serves, and how we relate to nature. That is what you study. You study humanity's relationship to the physical world first. This is the only reality we know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And, of course, not just the physical world, and to one another.
Okay. So, who runs the schools? Like, how the schools are all, like, how do people receive, like, after they get, like, their crash course in nature and they understand the relationship and all that kind of jazz?
Right.
Where are they going to get their hard skills, math, sciences,
okay,
that kind of thing?
Before you can fly an airplane, you have to go to school.
You bet.
and you have to sit in the, on the ground and work things till you get the hang of it. Then you have to understand the language, you know, the telecom and the airplane, how to communicate with the tower. You see what I mean?
You betcha.
And after you learn those things, then you're ready to start.
Right.
So there they measure your reflexes, whether you're fast enough, whether you know when to drop the landing gear, whether you know how to avoid turbulent air. After you know those things, then you're given a range of permissive behavior. See, like we use the word freedom in this country, and all other countries use the same word. But what I'd like to say is what we really have is a certain range of permissible behavior, but not freedom.
Oh, I see.
Okay?
Okay?
But we talk differently. The language that you've inherited from your culture is sloppy, vulgar, poor method of communication. That's why lawyers exist, because they can take any kind of language, twist it around if they're that good at it,
mm-hmm.
make you look ridiculous, or win a case. So this cannot happen in engineering. When engineers talk to one another, their language is not sloppy. When they say, I've got the strongest cable available, the other engineer says, what's its tensile strength? See, the language is about 40,000 pounds per square inch. Now, the other engineer doesn't say, gee, I believe you. He says, I'm going to check it out. And they put it in the machine and pull on that cable, and when it snaps at 43,000 pounds, they say, yes, we accept that. I love that system.
Okay, so trust everyone but verify everything is kind of the...
Don't say trust everyone. We check it out, okay?
Okay.
Put it that way. Where money is involved, the reason you sign contracts is you don't trust anyone.
That's right.
You want them to back it up. Don't tell me that. Back it up. So the whole system, in other words, when a doctor tells you, I think you need a kidney out, he says, I mean that. You don't know whether he's trying to pay off his new cabin cruiser.
Mm.
Don't know what the motive is, and if the motive is money, I am certainly uncomfortable. I think most people are. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it does, yeah. It does. I can see where you're going with this.
In a non-monetary society, even in your home, when you say, Dad, can I have a buck? I'd like to go out. He doesn't say, you owe me a buck and a half. There's no interest in the family of man in that sense. So people have access to things. Now, somebody said to me, it was kind of a deeper question, where are you going to get the money to outfit these access centers? It costs $50,000 to keep a kid in jail a year. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
$75,000 for an adult. For 10 kids, we can operate the access center for 10 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So what the public doesn't know, they've been so brainwashed by society, by propaganda, by lies, by artificiality, and by superstition to believe that someone's going to come along someday or descend from the clouds and show us the way.
Okay.
Our responsibility. There's nothing going to descend from the clouds. If we don't take on the responsibility of irrigation, soil conservation, keeping the air clean, we will perish.
Okay, so...
I'm saying there's no magic, okay?
No, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
In a world, you have to get up off your ass and make it better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The emperor wears no clothes.
Anything bother you up to know?
No, no, I'm the only thing I'm having trouble with is, you know, everyone's, like, there doesn't seem to be anybody in charge. Like, how do we make sure that everyone is moving along in the right direction?
I see what you mean, okay. Today, the Earth is carried by less than 3% of the world's population.
You betcha.
Like guys like Edison, Louis Pasteur, you know what I mean? The very few people that made it possible for us to live without slaves. It isn't that Lincoln freed the slaves. Oh, that's a crock or BS. Bad science, okay? Lincoln didn't free the slaves. What happened is competition, machines can work cheaper and faster than people can. So I'm going to say this to you, that professional broadcasters and actors, they're working on this right now in the computer industry to generate human faces and human expressions and human movements, and you will have salesmen on TV, radio, that look better than your grandmother, selling products that work for 15 cents an hour, electronics. So everyone is going to be eventually displaced by machines.
Okay.
Because people like to do it because it's cheaper, more efficient, more stable, more predictable. the Japanese today are moving toward 100% automation. That means no one in the factories. That means you can bring the ceiling down right over the machines. You don't have to air condition the place. You don't have to put windows in. You don't need lighting. You don't need vacation times. You don't need parking space. You understand?
I got you.
Why they'll do it. I don't advocate this. I'm just telling you what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
So when new machines come in America, they downsize.
Hmm.
New machines come in under the Venus Project, the work day is shortened. In other words, you're working 6-8 hours a day. You work 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. And if newer machines come in, then you're free completely to go to the art centers, music centers, create your own plays, engage and go back to college, if you wish, without any price tag.
Hmm.
You have access to books. So we do this. We give children books free. We give them medical care free because every human being is an asset, especially if they're intelligent. If children just hang out on corners shooting up drugs with no place to go, and the police walk over in their arrogance, say, break it up. Where can they go? Are there music centers, art centers? Are there places for kids to go? I don't know of any.
Hmm.
So do you understand that? By increasing the quality of life for all people, there's less anguish, less envy. In other words, if you came to my home and I had a baby grand piano, you might think, gee, I wish I had one for my daughter. You can at the access center. So envy will disappear. See, they think that's a natural human emotion or human nature. Let me say this quickly. There is no human nature. There's human behavior. If you were raised by the headhunters of the Amazon as a baby, never saw anything else, you'd be a headhunter.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay. So if you were raised in France, say, 10 years, then you moved to Germany and you lived there 10 years, you would speak with a German-French accent.
Okay, yeah, granted.
Okay. So environment, to a large extent, shapes human behavior and values.
Okay.
You know, if you have, this minister said to me, well, I know two people from the same environment. One was a gangster and the other was a priest. How do you account for that if environment is everything? The minute you pick up one child and say, why can't you clean your room like your sister does? I have to pick up all things, then you're making jealousy and envy. There is no such thing as the same environment.
Okay.
The minute you favor a child, you build jealousy and envy. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Let me come at you this way here.
Even put a cat on your lap and the dog will growl.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, now, in this society, okay, everyone has everything and
they
blah, blah, blah.
They have access to everything.
They have access. They have access. There is no envy. There is no greed as such.
There's no need for it.
That's right. Now, what motivates people, then, to do well? What motivates people to make new machines?
That's an excellent question. The end of war, the end of territorial fights, the end of your kid being put into the army, the end of prisons, the end of police, the end of automobile accidents. All cars are equipped with sensory devices. When you get within 50 feet of another car, yours stops. And there are no signs on the highway, slippery when wet. We add an abrasive and bank the highway. You follow me?
I gotcha.
When you get to a school district, there are no signs. 15 miles an hour school district. The power output in the school district is 15 miles an hour. Is that clear?
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. So you're
elevators. I'm sure you remember when human beings used to operate elevators, they never quite got it to the floor. They turned a crank and they tried to line it up.
That's right.
Today they're gone, most elevator operators, and the elevator takes you right where you want to go. Now, I know it's difficult for you to picture a government without human beings managing things. But when you get in an airliner today, you don't have to write the pilot and say, hey, you're flying at an angle, straighten up. Or we're headed for, you say we're going to Hawaii, but we seem to be going to England. You don't have to write the navigator and tell them what to do. They are there because they know their business. The same with an ocean liner. If you cruise on an ocean liner to England or France or the South Seas, everybody on that liner usually knows their business. You don't have to write them.
Well, that makes sense. You know, no micromanagement.
Think of the future. Will be first by people that are highly competent. That's only during the transition. After the transition, we hope to automate the entire government, eliminate government entirely. Because human beings, it's human beings, not machines, that drop bombs. It's human beings that have made nerve gas. It's human beings that manage the concentration camps. Don't turn it to machines. They have no gut reaction. If you destroy one computer, or 100 computers in front of the latest computer, it doesn't say, boy, am I going to get you.
Yeah, that's true.
Never set out to hurt people. Remember, even guided missiles are misguided by people.
That's true.
So don't put it on machines. Machines could be, you know, the minorities of the future. When politicians can't manage things, they're usually pretty stupid individuals. When they can't manage things, they say, well, maybe we've got too many machines. Maybe we ought to go back to nature. What the hell does that mean? A hand tool economy where you work all day just to grow carrots and peas and beans?
No, that's not even feasible.
Being alive.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Okay. And family values, there's no such thing. So many families differ in their values and beliefs. So whenever they talk about this simplistic crap, they're talking about what the kind of propaganda they've used to control people for years.
Hmm. This is some really interesting stuff. Okay, how about this one here? How about, now in any society, okay, no matter how well-developed they are, sometimes there's sickness or someone becomes traumatized or something
aberrated
to this effect.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Mental aberration?
Sure, or I'm just talking about people who, like under crimes like murder or rape or something like that, okay, where people are unpredictable, they're a variable, okay, not everyone's a machine, so you're going to have some chaos there.
What
exists in this society in case I break the community law, so to speak?
Okay. First of all, there's no community law.
Okay.
Okay? And you're brought up in a school system where you don't do exercise or anything like that, but there's a big lake in the city, and there's an island in the middle of the lake, and there's a hill about 100 feet high with a craft shop where you can make anything you want to. But in order to get there, you got to row a boat and climb the hill.
Right.
Don't tell kids, get out there and do exercise. Whenever a person does exercise and they're against it, they poison themselves. Did you know that?
Hmm.
When you don't like what you're doing, you may belch, have an upset stomach, or even hear bad news. So we want kids to do things because they want to do it. We're going to make science and education so damn interesting that you're going to have to, the kids will appear at school before it opens.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, I have to go to school tomorrow. Oh, the weekend, how great. School should be fascinating and interesting.
Well, I agree there, yeah.
Okay. Do you understand our education is based upon learning theory, how to get kids interested in things? Don't start out with science. Don't start out with H2O, hydrogen and oxygen, composition of water. That does not get the kids. Show them some interesting phenomena, such as a floating magnet above the ground. Say, gee, how does that work? Then explain magnetism. You see what I mean? We're working ass backwards today.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to force concepts upon people and beliefs upon people that have no physical correlation with the real world.
Okay.
Why you have all this trouble? You have all this trouble because of our culture. We even design things to wear out and break down. Are you sure? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Planned obsolescence.
You betcha.
That's to make you buy things. In the Kimberley diamond mines, they burn tons of diamonds every year because it's carbon to keep the price up.
Hmm.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
So we also plow under. You know what that means? If you're growing too many grapes this year, the price goes down. You know, so to keep the prices up, you deliberately withdraw your efficiency.
Hmm. That doesn't even make sense.
Monetary system. So a monetary system is really the source of many problems. Yes, the free enterprise system does produce incentive. It also produces incentive for embezzlement, thievery, getting your brother-in-law into the organization. You know, look at the big corporation today. The tremendous records of malformed behavior.
Okay.
You understand what I mean?
I do.
With corruption, yeah.
I'm still having problems with the, what if I get angry and beat somebody up in this society?
Because the kind of movies you see, when somebody insults John Wayne or some other actor, he's out there beating him up or solving his problem with a gun. When the kids that we raise are brought up in the new schools, they learn how to talk to one another about their differences and say, well, look, I believe in swept forward wings and you believe in swept back wings. Let's try both systems. Yeah, why does it have to be one or the other? In other words, why can't children learn to sit and reason together? Because we don't have that in school. We don't have anything about human relations in school. How to relate to our fellow human beings if their values differ than ours, if their religion is different than ours. We don't have that. We say, I'm a Lutheran, and you're a Catholic. My mother said, I ought not play with you. You see, the kids are given a value system, which makes it very difficult to be sane.
Okay, so what you're saying is I'm looking at, because the way I've been raised in this society, I'm looking at stopping, like punishing people for their crime, and I'm being reactive, and you're saying be proactive, raise children so that there is no need for crime and murder and rape.
Well, make things available, teach them that all the wonderful things of the world do not come from Americans only, that their contribution from Sweden, the Arabs invented the electric battery 600 years before Christ. Chinese had man carrying kites 1,000 years before the Wright brothers. We don't know that, and that's why national propaganda is dangerous. We must show the American people, the English people, that a lot of us are alive because of guys like Louis Pasteur, a Frenchman, Madame Curie, which helped us develop the X-ray. You see, so we owe so much to so many, and this is what's needed more in our history books. What we have in common rather than the differences. Am I getting to you?
No, yeah. No, I hear you.
I'm not angry. I don't want to kill capitalists. This system will fall of its own accord.
Yeah.
This system continues to replace people and use machines. Eventually, I mean in the next 10 years, the majority of people will not have the purchasing power to buy television sets, automobiles, or homes. If you keep putting people out and putting machines in their place, which is, it is going to happen, then who the hell's going to buy the things from your factory?
No, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay. So, it's not a question of throwing anybody out. I just said, when this system fails, then and only then, when people lose confidence in their elected leaders, then they will be looking for other alternatives.
Okay, now let's say, for example, I'm not trying to punch holes or nothing, okay, but let's say, for example, a child is born in this society and just hates the whole deal, like hates it all, is completely antisocial, does not want to do any of this stuff. He's just a bad kid, like they happen, you know.
There's a play once called The Bad Seed. Are you familiar with it?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
All right. First of all children pick up their behavior in the home and around the home and from their friends. If the child is neglected, and the child draws a picture and says, look, Mommy, look what I drew, and she says, go show it to your daddy, I'm busy, and daddy says, why don't you go out and play? In other words, if you ask your kid to mow the lawn, and then when you're through with that, clean the car, and don't pat him on the back and say, hey, thanks a lot, would you like to go to a movie? If you don't reinforce that behavior, that kid's going to hide when he sees you coming.
That's right.
Do you follow me?
You bet.
We know enough today about human behavior to design cities so that it will help children grow. It'll help them grow and understand things. I don't want children to be obedient. I want them to understand. I don't want people to follow me, the director of the Venus Project. I want them to listen to what I say. If it makes sense, hey, join with us. I don't want a following. I don't believe in charismatic personalities. This is a batch of crap. It's been around for years and never did any good. So we have no heroes. Do you understand?
Okay, I gotcha.
Another thing is that many people tried to fly before the Wright brothers.
Right.
A lot of them were killed.
Right.
The Wright brothers read their book, found out what didn't work, and built flying machines.
Right.
And they call the father of flight. We're against that. There's no father of anything. You take an idea so far, I add to it, Johnson adds to that, and we build upon one another.
Sort of an open source...
You bet.
Open source world.
You bet.
So there's no copyright, there's no...
No patents, and no one owns anything essential to life. There's no such thing as drug companies or banks controlling money. The minute you've got that, you've got the basis of corruption. The minute you've got, hey, he makes $40,000 a week, this guy, and everybody looks up to him. Not as a chiseler. They admire him within the framework of this culture, and you're looked upon as a consumer. What a horrible label.
Yeah, no kidding.
The consumer. So I'm saying that I don't want to fight for women's rights, black rights, Jewish rights, Polish rights. The whole system stinks. And what we have to do is redesign all aspects of the culture. If we don't, you will have a continuation of the same repertoire. Boom, bust, depression, war, aggression, and enemies.
Okay.
What do you want? All of these projects says, look, what kind of world do you want?
Oh, no, I mean, I like, this sounds a lot like almost a Star Trek-style reality, like from...
Star Trek has killing, it has personalities on it.
Yeah, that's true.
These are weapons, they're all dangerous, all television. There's not a movie on the future that deals with social change. It deals with monsters, the creation of machines that take over and kill people. The reason why machines will never take over is they don't have a solar plexus. They don't have a gut reaction, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Machines don't get angry. There's nothing that... They are not ambitious. And if you work a machine night and day, it doesn't get angry. It's man that you've got to be wary of. Man that took territories from others, that burnt witches. Is that right? That built concentration camps, that drops nerve gas. It isn't machines.
Okay.
Fire away.
Okay. Now... I'm hearing you. Myself, I'm an ex-military man, okay, and I'm kind of, you ever read any Robert Heinlein, like Starship Trooper, that kind of thing?
I worked with him on a motion picture.
You worked with Robert Heinlein?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool.
Well, Project Moonbase.
Oh, wow, that's really, really cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like, I read Starship Troopers, okay?
Good.
And you look at that kind of society, like his society he made there. Okay, he talks about a very militaristic society. And even in nature, you see that you'll have big fish eating little fish. You'll have the haves, you know, using...
That's true.
And you'll have a plant that is dominant overtaking another plant. Now, I would think that a military...
is natural. Yeah.
Yeah, is a natural thing. You have to have a... You have, like, I understand that you don't use your military on your own people like they do now. You don't use your military...
You don't have a military.
Yeah, so how does... But, you see... That, I have a problem there because if you don't have a military, you can't protect yourself from the unknown, the variable,
right.
The X.
I don't know whether you knew this about the Venus Project, but the early stages, we invite all nations to become part of a common heritage. Just like the states, when the states joined together, the militias disappeared at the borders.
Okay.
With no more slaughter. And until the nations of the world joined together to form this common heritage, resource-based economy, no money, then there's no reason for me to invade your land. There's no reason to take anything from you.
But the thing is, though, Jacques, is that unless you get everybody on board...
Let's assume there are nations that don't want to get on board.
Yeah, like let's say we got the Taliban, okay, or you got Israel, or you got Russia, and they look at this and go, you know what, these guys are going to build this beautiful society, we'll wait for them to do it, and then we'll just invade and they're screwed.
Yes. Okay. That's a good point. First of all, we send a lot of equipment to undeveloped countries. When you send wheelbarrows to Mexico and shovels, you don't give them the tools to compete. No matter how much money you give them, if you don't give them modern equipment to do things with, they can't pay off their debt. You understand that?
Okay, sure, yeah.
What we do is we go to the undeveloped countries and we build schools without any financial obligation or servitude. Is that clear?
Okay.
So we have more resources than they do. We build things for them, give them books, and we have guests to come there to help them work and rebuild their agriculture. By sending them care packages every year without showing them how to improve their agricultural yield, how to make the deserts bloom, they would not be suspect of you if you came and did things without eventually putting them in debt or servitude. Do you follow me?
I follow you.
So you would have no reason to suspect me. If people came from another world and gave you the answer to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's disease, and so this was only a start, you're not going to shoot them when the next ship arrives. You see, don't forget, most nations fear other nations. Why do you come to our country? You know, gringo, vete casa, that means Yankee, go home. American law. Because we come to other countries, we pump their oil out, their minerals. You know what I mean? You go to Hawaii today, you know who owns the richest land? The Dole Pineapple Company, not the Hawaiian people.
Hmm.
You know, when you went to Cuba years ago, all the whorehouses, all the gambling casinos, all the big hotels were mostly owned by foreigners.
Hmm.
So So what happens? People get angry. They don't know what the answer is. When communists get into power, or socialists, particularly the 1929 socialists, they really don't know what to do when they get into power. They may not like corruption, but they don't know what to do. See, a guy like Castro may have been an idealist. I never knew him, but when he got into power, he didn't know what to do. He just felt that things ought to be better, or people should be decent in government. This is not possible in the monetary system.
No, that's true.
Okay. Next question.
Well, the one thing is, you see, is that I still, if you have somebody who's willing, like say, let's suppose for a moment, okay, like Mark Twain said, history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes, okay? So you've got someone who cooks up a textbook Nazi regime, okay, in some foreign country. Now, we in North America slowly begin to adopt this policy. We start to look after everything, and they believe that their governmental system with the Führer's leader, whatever, they believe that they're right. We know that we're right because of data, but they're, of course, fanatical, and they're going to attack us. Without a military, we have no recourse.
Okay. Before the Venus Project is established into a working system, we only have blueprints and the building of an experimental city to test the validity of the theories of the Venus Project.
Okay.
I said many years ago to myself, I said, geez, how do you know you can get people to come along with this point of view? There are going to be those that disagree violently.
Oh, yeah, hard. Like,
not
really hard.
No program you can ever devise where everyone will agree 100%.
You bet.
That's why an engineer asked me, he says, who makes the decisions? He said, suppose I want to build a swept forward wing, and Johnson wants to build a swept back wing, and Harris wants to build a tail first, a canard airplane. Who decides what is built? We build all of them and try them all out. The only reason you have to build this or that one is because you're limited by monetary funds.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Not against anything. Let's try it. If you think that people that live on a mountaintop can be cured of tuberculosis, take your group up there and let's measure it. Let's see what happens. If you dislike the use of drugs and you come up with what they call alternative medicine, let's check it out. In other words, I have nothing against any system. Let's check it out. Why does it have to be this or that? You see what I mean?
Okay. No, I understand.
You can be a Lutheran, a Seventh-day Adventist, a jumper for Jesus. You can follow anything you want to follow. We don't interfere with your personal preferences. All that the machines do in this new society is production, distribution of goods and services, keep the air clean and particulate matter from coming out of smokestacks. It monitors the oceans and tries to remove the nerve gas and the radioactive stuff we dumped into the ocean. It does not monitor people.
Okay, so everyone has
no useful purpose.
Okay, I see. So it's all based upon what is required for the betterment of the whole.
Exactly that. It doesn't make it.
All righty. Now, how does
if anybody is angry at any portion of the Venus Project, it's probably their own projections, what they project into it, because they got that from books like 1984, Brave New World, Atlas Shrugged. They're all books written by artists. They're not books written by scientists.
That's right.
They're not books written by people who understand ecology, who understand the history of society. They're written by, excuse me, incompetent people.
So we're talking about the solutions to the world's problems is actually education.
Yes, if you wish.
Okay, now...
But a certain kind of education that is relevant to the world we live in.
Okay, so you guys are all form things, pure science, like genome mapping, cloning, stem cell research?
Surely, not necessarily. We want to map the genes only in terms of reduction of cancer or anomalies or some physiological disadvantage. But no system is installed until very careful analysis. We do not experiment on animals to prove anything. For example, we might remove a tumor and keep it alive, say from a deceased person, mm-hmm. and keep it alive through artificial circulation and treat the tumor. You get what I mean?
I gotcha.
We don't have to kill animals, babies or any other animal. But those people that are against vivisection, the anti-vivisectionists, what is your alternative? If you don't come up with an alternative, you're just mouthing them. You know what I mean? Your dissatisfaction. What we need is alternatives to automobile accidents, aircraft accidents. We need methods of solving existing problems, not we ought to live with more kindness and more warmth. All those are beautiful words, but they are simply noise from an engineering point of view.
Okay, what about the folks who, you know, they want to have their pornography, they want to watch the TV shows they want their drugs, they want their booze. What happens to them?
That's an excellent question because it's real. I lived in the South Seas many years. I lived on the island of Tuamotu. That's near Tahiti. When I got there, all of the natives, this is about 60 years ago, all of the natives walked around completely nude. And I never saw a male raised on that island stare at a female body, only the girl's eyes. Can you understand that?
I understand that.
Okay. If you gave them a nude photograph of a woman without the face visible and say, who is it? They wouldn't even look at it, nor will they save such a picture, because it's commonplace. Do you understand?
I gotcha.
If you bring up boys and girls when they're very young to swim nude and to enjoy the sunshine, like a lot of primitive tribes, they don't look at each other. Can I use profanity?
Yo, you bet.
There's no tit men, leg men, ass men, because the camera moves today in the moving pictures. When a girl crosses her legs, the camera moves on that. When she walks, it follows her swaying behind. When she leans forward, the camera dollies in on the cleavage line. You understand?
It's all like subliminal. It's almost programming.
You bet. So what they say, well, that's the way men are. That isn't the way men are. Don't know what people would be like if they were raised without all that crap. So you've got a lot of crappy behavior in the world because of the uniqueness of the different exposures that different people get. They turn out different. I would say most people hate Jeffrey Dahmer. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But before Jeffrey, there was a guy named Albert Fish.
That's right.
He ate 45 children. They wanted to fry that guy. But a psychiatrist named Wortham says, don't. Let me study Albert Fish and try to find out what the conditions were that shaped that value system, that behavior. So I'm trying to tell you that every human being is perfectly well adjusted where they're coming from.
Okay.
Let me put it another way. If a kid in Germany said, Dad, how come there's millions of unemployed before Hitler, just as Hitler was getting in, and father says, well, the Jews control all the money and all the banks and all the industries and they make it difficult for people, so this kid throws a bag of shit at a Jew. It's not the kid doing that. It's his indoctrination. Is it his father's fault? No. He, too, is indoctrinated. That's what I mean by every human being is perfectly well-adjusted.
Now, This is really cool, but you've got a variable here, which is that humans are emotional people.
Yes.
And emotions, although
emotions override sanity.
That's right. Now, and that's what, in essence, keeps us from being a bunch of machines, is our passion to love. It actually gives us, I think, our greatest accomplishments, our music, our art, our ability to share, all that kind of stuff, I believe, comes from emotions.
Okay.
Now, how does this society, because you're going to have people and their emotions, how do you try to propose balance between that?
Listen, now you're getting into a very difficult subject, but I'm going to try to answer those questions. The answers require a little time. Have we got much time left?
Oh, yeah, you got lots of time. All the time you want.
Okay. For example, let us give a car emotions. I'm going to do that and show you what happens. I put a pressure transducer in the tires. Do you know what that is? It's an electrical unit. If you squeeze it, it generates an electric current.
Okay.
Okay? So if you walk over and kick the front right tire, the pressure transducer is squeezed a little, and it says, ouch, my front right tire.
Right.
Now, if you kick it harder, it'll say, ouch, my front right tire.
Right.
And if you kick it harder than that, what are you trying to do? Ruin the car? You don't want emotions in a car. What you want is performance. If the air pressure is low in the tire, you want it to self-inflate.
Right.
The engine's running hot. You don't want a needle indicator telling you you're running too hot. What you want is a self-corrective system. When the instrument points to the fuel mixture as being too rich, the instrument itself makes contact with the electronics that makes the fuel mixture less rich or less than that which you have it at. You see what I mean?
I gotcha.
You don't need instruments in a car. As cars become intelligent, they will drive themselves in for repair when needed. if that sounds fantastic to you, all large industries in the world today, America, Russia, Germany, have instruments that order ball bearings before they wear out. Are you familiar with that?
No, I wasn't, actually.
Here's something else you ought to know. Some years ago, the Navy was experimenting with high voltage, and they found that in running high voltage wires for some period of time, little whiskers would stick out of the wires. So they shaved off those whiskers and made a continuous wire. Then they broke it, and the electric current forced the whiskers to join with the other section of the wire. In other words, self-repairing circuits.
Really?
Really. Then there's such a thing, and our emotions really serve no purpose in machines.
Right.
There's absolutely no purpose. If your computer got mad at you, you've been running hot all day, you damn fool, what do you want to do, ruin the machine? You don't want that. You want a computer that turns off when it gets too hot.
That's right.
Right. Now, you don't want a person standing by in the event of an automobile accident. Oh, my God, there's two children trapped in the car. You want somebody who can pick up a lever, break the door open, and get in. To translate all emotions into what you would call a kind of behavior that's relevant.
Ah, so we're like, again, not to, I don't want to make Star Trek references, but it's almost like a Vulcan society where everyone...
If you wish to compare it to that, yes, I'll go along with you. But essentially, children will learn how to survive under certain conditions. In the fire, they'll crawl on the floor of a building rather than since the smoke rises. They will learn the best way for survival.
So this is all very practical. It's all very practical. It's not it's not like everyone has love and things like that. But it's all if you feel something, act on it rather than just crying or freaking out.
Yes, but if you're brought up that way, there's no other way to behave. You see, I wish you could go to areas where children build modern airplanes, and one of them says to the other, "Gee, how do you prevent your plane from nosediving?" He says, "The minute it assumes that attitude, the electronics has a balance which automatically changes the position of the elevator." You see what I mean? There's always inquiry. And kids start out great. They want to know, "Gee, Daddy, how come those people live in old, broken houses?" He says, "That's the way it is. We'll always have the poor amongst us." See, instead of a kid when he's very young, boy or girl, or most all children are what you would call naturally curious. But we kill that very early in life and make them uniform.
This is like so incredibly huge. Like this is such a, like it's hard to wrap your head around the whole concept, you know?
Understand. That's why we have seminars. We have books. Our books deal with that subject in detail. In other words, it's not some idealistic system superimposed saying if only humans were decent. All that crap is verbal. All the old 1928, 1926 liberals have a viewpoint. They're nice guys. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with them.
No, no.
They really don't know what to do if they got into power. They wouldn't know how to clean the radioactive stuff out of the ocean. They wouldn't know how to remove the nerve gas that the Army dumped off the coast of Florida. 40 tons of nerve gas near the Gulf Stream.
And now they're trying to destroy nerve gas in a populated area.
Yeah, so I don't want to write to my congressmen. They're horses' asses. They're stupid individuals.
That's right.
Put there to maintain things as they are. They're not put there to change things. They don't even know what to change to.
Now,
I'm saying that the Venus Project is a very different system. What it requires is that people learn how to speak. When they first come to our seminars, and person says, that plane will never get off the ground because it doesn't have any wings. And we go at them and we say, what you really mean, how do you propose to lift off the ground without wings? No, not it'll never fly. Man will never get to the moon. What you say is, I'm a layman. I don't know much about rockets. I don't know much about what the human body can stand. How do you propose to overcome these forces? People have to learn to talk that way so they can hear things differently rather than listen to you and say, living on Mars? Impossible. You're nuts. See, people shoot off at the mouth in this society because they're not brought up or educated to understand how to inquire into things.
Well, that's smart.
Okay?
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's no one that said anything against the Venus Project. So far, we're getting letters from all over the world. Children's schools for children The Weekly Reader had published our stuff, and we got over 1,000 letters from children. Hey, can we move into that Venus project? We like it, you know. And we're getting those kind of letters from all over the world. And it's even broadcast in Brazil in Portuguese. I don't understand it, but they're trying to get the Venus Project into schools. Spain, England, France. Now, some people are afraid of the Venus Project because they think the Venus Project is something like communism. Communism has money. It has commissars. It has social stratification. It has a military. It has police. It has a KGB. And it has government. We don't have any of those things. Don't lump anything onto us that has nothing to do with the Venus Project. Okay?
Okay, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Now, how many people have you got on board with this plan? How many people?
All over the world. We have volunteers working all over the world for nothing. They're doing what they can. They're working their computers. They're helping us with a website. We have a website. If you want real detail, it's www.thevenusproject.com.
Now, you guys just came out with a new book, too. What's that new book all about?
The book is called The Best That Money Can Buy.
Cannot as it can't
buy. Politics, Poverty, and War.
Okay. And how much is the book? And will you guys
support the project by videotapes and books?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You've got
our website. Check our website, and there we have a listing of what we have. We have videos of action of what the world will be like, the dams, the power project, where we get the enemy, the energy. There's no shortage of anything except artificial manufacture.
Okay, and do you guys ship overseas? Because
we've got
listeners in Latvia and Europe, all over the world.
Our programs have just been run by the Discovery Channel.
Really?
We appeared on the Discovery Channel. Of course, they left out everything social.
Okay. Now, for the people in the world,
yes,
like a lot of people who want to help with this, I mean, obviously they want to educate themselves, so they got to get a hold of this information.
If you like what I say, if it makes sense to you, please don't follow me. If it makes sense to you, talk to other people about it. If you're not good at that, get our books and videotapes, show it to other people, call up the libraries, tell them, hey, this book belongs in every library. It's the kind of book that it's not pro anybody except the earth and everyone on it.
Well, it all seems almost like the world's best common sense. I mean, everything's just very straightforward.
No one's ever come out with any answers. There are all kinds of books written about the UN doesn't know what to do. Every little nation of the UN tries to say, yes, well, how will that benefit us? Do you know what I mean?
No, the UN's a joke.
No, but I would like the UN to know about this, but I'm not famous. I'm not well known.
Yeah, no, without a doubt.
Of any of the universities, but I've spoken at Princeton, Harvard, Columbia. I've spoken at the major universities in this country. But 1 hour a year, I can't do much. I can't get to the students, but there's so many interruptions and questions, it really takes seminars. So if you really want to help the Venus Project, see if you can arrange for your university to sponsor a lecture or a seminar, a series, because it is not against anybody. What we're trying now is to make a major motion picture called And the World Will Be One.
Really?
And it's not about technology. It's about technology and human beings and how we get from here to there. It's a story of mankind, our dependency upon one another. When I was a kid, I met Albert Einstein. I said, gee, you know, where did you come up with all those new theories? And he was the guy that said to me what I've heard from other scientists, because they stood on the shoulders of giants.
Really?
That's wonderful, being able to say that. And that's the same with your Beethoven, Brahms, Bach, Wagner. They learned their music from people around them. All you heard of is Leonardo da Vinci, but you never heard of the guys he talked to and the influences he got from other people. We have the great man concept in our heads, and we think that these people somehow come up with a million new ideas without being influenced by anything, and that's a crock of shit.
Yeah, it is a crock.
Okay.
Well, this is absolutely fantastic. I can't thank you enough, and
I can't thank you enough, and I hope that I did not offend anyone. If I did, I did not mean to do so.
Don't worry.
And you're welcome to come and visit us. Just give us a week's notice in advance. You will see more fantastic things here than you've ever seen any place.
I've got one question for you. You said that you knew Robert, Mr. Heinlein there.
I worked with him on a motion picture.
Did you ever tell him these ideas?
About anything. I wrote a story for the motion picture, and the guy that produced the film said to me, "You're not known. I love your story, but you have to get somebody that's known." So he got Robert Heinlein. And Robert Heinlein had some Russian spy sneaking around in a spaceship. The typical crap. I couldn't talk to him, you know. Nice guy.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
I gotta get more information on this. I'm definitely gonna check that out. I'm a little fuzzy on a couple things.
That's all right.
But I think I just need more data. This has been without a doubt. If anything, buddy, I hope that we can make this thing happen because it sounds fantastic.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Anything you ever need to know, don't hesitate, and we're open to criticism because this is the way we learn.
Okay, this is fantastic. We're going to circulate this throughout the web on the beginning and end of every one of our shows. That's pretty much it for the interview, by the way. The beginning and the end of all of our shows, pardon me?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. At the beginning and the end of every one of our shows, we tell people that all this information is freely distributed, and we recommend people burn it and give it out to people and other people.
Another thing, this is not a social theory or any kind of idealism. It's based on years of study. I'm 86 years old. I've been working on this ever since I was 9 years old.
Do you think you're going to see it come to pass?
I don't know, but I don't accept what I see around me. I feel no other justification for living except to work toward this. By the way, Roxanne and I sponsor the project. Everything we earn goes into the project.
Wow, that's amazing.
Make any money on our books or anything.
That's amazing.
Okay.
That's right on. Okay, well,
have no angels.
We're gonna definitely. I'm gonna be sending down some audio, like CDs of the interview. So you're welcome to use them, distribute them any way you want,
Thanks. And
be sure to tune in Monday night on the Rant Radio page, and I'm sure that people are gonna respond to this just amazingly well.
Very good.
All right. Thank you so much, Jacques.
Sure.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Yeah.
since January 1999. You're listening to Rant Radio.
Okay, so that was our interview with Jacques from the Venus Project.
Very, now, very cool.
Now, I wanted to really grill Jacques, Jacques is 86. And if I was to come aboard this guy really, really hard, he wouldn't
Jacques go, might collapse.
Jacques might die. And I don't want to kill some guy I'm interviewing. And plus, he was really, really cool to talk to on the air. He's 86. And I think the dude really is brilliant. But he's just got some communication problems. Like, if we were all Vulcan and I was just plugging into him and he was relaying data back and forth, like, he's just not... Like, I kept on asking him questions about violence because... The only problem I have with this society, I've got a couple problems. First problem is,
yes.
Good luck implementing that, buddy. What we have to do is we're going to take all these embryos and kill society. Everyone dies, and then we have the great mother machine raise our children. You know, this is like a 100-year big picture plan. There's no way you can implement this over anything less than like a 100-year.
Very slow. Yes.
Like, that's my first problem. The next thing is, it's like, I'm going to get rid of 2,000 years of hatred in the Middle East. Give me a freaking break, man. You can't stop those people from blowing up cars for 20 minutes, let alone, no. We're all going to live together and have this library card. No. Okay, dude. You know, and I wanted to get him down on that. I want to say, man, you know, now he's got some good points. Now, I'm not saying he's a nut, okay, because he's not a nut. The dude's pretty smart. All right.
Yes.
But
tough to implement.
He's tough to implement.
But he's thinking.
He's on the right. He's right.
Yeah.
He is
if
right
you
now.
Could implement this,
but
it's great.
There are bad people in the world.
He just thinks that there isn't after this is implemented. Yeah, he thinks it's going to be absolutely perfect.
He's a big fan of the fact that, you know, you are a product of your environment.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have brought up like 8mm. You know, sometimes there are bad people who want to do bad things for no reason other than the fact that they're messed up.
Yes.
Okay, dude, like, there's a lot of messed up people. Now, he says there is no law, there is no officers, and machines run everything. And there's someone brought up in the RSC, they're like, yeah, the first old school hacker comes in and he dominates the world. I'm emperor of the universe controlling my little Borg people.
Yeah, like, nobody's going to be interested in hacking into the computer and seeing how they tick, right?
He's going to need some kind of policing. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jacques. You know, I don't have enough data here. I'm going to get his book. Check out his book. Read it. You know.
Unless he finds, like, every single brain problem and eliminates them through experimentation, there's going to be people that are messed up in the head.
There's always X. There's always a variable you're not counting.
Non-sociological problems with the brain.
We were talking about aliens in the IRC. I was going to bring that up to it. Well, what about when aliens invade? And you know what he's going to say. Any society advanced enough to be spaced out will be peaceful.
Yes.
Yeah, tell that to all the mutilated cows. Okay, buddy? Like,
what if it's an alien society motivated by war, and that's how they get here?
Yeah, what if
they got lots of cash to...
What if the Klingons show up, dude? Oh, we're cooked. We're the peaceful gray science race who gets bent over and done, okay? It's just not cool, all right? So that's my first problem with it. I think the only way you could implement that, quite honestly, is to have, like, a Judge Dredd state, where you have cops who are, like... these
judge, jury, execution.
Yeah, priest types who have a... But then you have a human influence. And when it, even...
Or some sort of peaceful defense system against aliens.
Exactly. Like, now, people are like, well, machines don't make mistakes. Well, guess what? Gee, humans made machines, and humans are inherently flawed. Windows crashes, dude. You cannot make something perfect from something that is flawed. This is a fact. Okay, you cannot do this. I'm not saying it's impossible. Well, yeah, it is impossible. You cannot make something perfect when you are flawed. That's why there are other versions.
Right.
I would defy anyone to show me anything that was made perfect.
That's why they use Pentiums. Low-end Pentiums are 486s on the space shuttle.
That's
still
right.
They can't use the latest technology. Nothing's perfect.
Nothing is perfect.
They try.
I mean, you can't even make a perfect wheel. They're still reinventing a wheel, and that's just a circle. Okay, so come on, guys. Now, Jacques, again. Now, that said, this is from one phone interview. Now, the dude...
Yeah. This isn't from reading the books.
Yeah.
Renting the videos.
Maybe he answers this in the books. Maybe he answers this in the videos. Okay, but my initial problem is that people are pricks. Okay. Now, that said, I like his world. Okay, I like his world.
I'd want to live there.
If I could, you know, wiggle my nose, do the genie blink, and make that happen, yep. I would. Okay, but...
In this world, we could be doing this.
Full
and
time.
And people would like it. Yeah. And we would want for
We'd have nothing to complain about, though.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Yeah, so hey, what would
everybody.
I rant?
It's the happy hour.
It's the Venus Project rant with Sean. See if I can do a Venus Project rant live here. Venus Project rant. You know, I came home the other day from doing not a whole heck of a lot. I had to work for 20 minutes, and then I was going down the stairs, and you know what? I was thinking about some good quadratic equations, and I fell down the stairs, and I banged my ankle. You know those stupid stairs? Why don't we improve on those stairs, you know? Is there a way we can improve on stairs? I know maybe we could make them larger, maybe some more padding. That would be a great new stair concept, you know? And I think, you know, since we built all these different types of stairs, can't we decide on one type of stair, or who's making that decision anyway? And at any point, you know, I'd like to know why it is that I keep doing the same job over and over again because there was a glitch in the machine, you know? I mean, I understand that particular fence picket needs to be painted red, but I painted the same fence picket red 80 times, and I don't know who to talk to get it corrected because the machine isn't accepting my email these days. You know, like, my name is Sean Kennedy, and I'm not much of a man. You know, like, that's, you know, what kind of a...
And I'm a good person.
You know, and people are messed up. Jacques, you're not one of the messed up people, but dude, I'm here to tell you, there are a lot of messed up people, dude. And no matter how much you dance around it, the only way you're going to get the society to fly is to get rid of the messed up people.
And or you're gonna, put it on Mars and only invite good people.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And here would be a can of worms, case lock.
We're only inviting the good people to Mars.
Not you.
Yes,
the good
and the
people.
Machine designs the good people. Down in the park with a Matin and meat machines to play kill by numbers.
No, I'm sorry.
Not cool, okay? So, implementation is kind of a big one. Now,
so is he, I don't know if you got anything out of this, but is he just planning to implement this
on an island somewhere?
No, or slowly trying?
Well, people are trying to implement it in daily, like gradually. It's like a movement.
Right.
Know?
Oh, like he was mentioning the schools, like introducing some of the ideas in the schools.
Yeah, just
like
the ideas, get people warmed up to it, and then eventually they're going to try to finance this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's kind of interesting. I think that we should help them, personally.
I love the plan.
I like it. I'm excited about this plan. Now, the problem is,
Let's do it.
The only problem is, though, is that we can't be part of his society because, well, we'd be really bored. Okay, so we're not going to be part of his society.
I'd be happy.
So what we do is we're going to get all our Warg Mecha.
Yeah.
And when the Venus Project happens, okay, we'll, like, put on our robes and we'll, like, you know, drink our tofu shakes and sing I'm an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Or, you know,
those like a bigger video camera, please.
And we'll have our underground sex raves where we show old bad Road Warrior movies from the era. And we'll be like... It'll be like the scene from Blade One where they only, instead of blood, I'll have Dr. Pepper and other really bad... And this will be like the big underground movement in the Venus Project world, right? But the minute... And they'll be like, oh, the world, you know, hello, alien species. Oh, Vosok means Vosok. And the first Klingon shows up with an ass on his head and, you know, spikes one of these guys with a little half-moon scimitar thing to the floor.
Cannot we talk about this?
And they'll be trying to talk about it, and we'll be all jumping in our mecha.
This is not how we behave in our society.
You know, why are you doing this? And that's what say, hey, pardon me there, road boy. Let me move over with my 50-ton mecha. Yo! Hey, how's it going, buddy,
we're
down there?
We're the secret militia.
We would be the Venus Project secret militia. No, we don't agree with this. I know you don't agree with this. It's all good. We all agree with you, though. It's all right.
We'll get rid of these guys and go back to dancing.
We all rave on your moon. We're going to turn the moon. Actually, what we'll do, we'll build it on the moon. We'll have our WOG base on the moon.
Right.
And anybody be fucking with our scientists, we'll be showing up and kicking ass. Oh, I swore. I was doing good.
You were doing good.
I was doing good.
We didn't
I
even
swore.
Gah!
Oh, well. That's all right, though. That's when Samuel L. Jackson takes over my body.
Yeah.
You know, that's what happens. I channel Samuel L. Jackson whenever I'm in my mecha and I have to deal with aliens who are being assholes.
Well, sometimes you got to use strong words against those aliens. They just don't listen to reason.
Well, no, first of all, they go, wak sok, meat, ma. And then they're like, wow, we don't speak their language. Kill the lead destroyer! Yeah. Then you shake your head. No, bad. We'll keep killing if you don't stop. Go around. Do you know what this giant PPC means? You know what the SDF 1 means? It means detour. Okay, that's what that means.
Find a weaker planet.
Yeah, go somewhere else. Thank you for calling. You know, that's kind of how it works. So, that's how I kind of feel about that. Recommended media, okay? Now, I think I would like to cross this guy's world. Now, getting close to a Babylon 5 type states, like this guy's like, he's got a science class and cast, and then you got your warrior cast.
Okay.
Okay, that's like, if you get into Babylon 5, they have a race called the Mambari? Yes, the Mambari. Mm-hmm. And they're done as a caste system. And everybody, of course, is going to be like, caste system? Are you out of your freaking mind? Well, no, it's just that's their society. And their science ruling class is the science class, and the warrior class is the other class. Which, I mean, this is all, the guy who wrote it, Stravinsky, wrote it. He has done a series of comics. The dude's pretty bright. Okay, so I've got a lot of time for that. Robert Heinlein, okay, who disagrees with Jacques there. Robert Heinlein is kind of disagreeing with Jacques. But listen up. If you guys want to, like, I recommended reading Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson to all our listeners. The next book you're going to read is Starship Troopers. Don't look at me and roll your eyes. Make some fruit salad. Go get Starship Troopers out of libraries and read that sucker. It's a thin book. You can suffer through it. It's a brilliant, brilliant read. It kind of has some stupid parts.
Just not the movie, right?
The movie sucks hard. Yeah, there's some people with the same names in the movie, but they screwed up everything else. Trotsky's Ghost sent it in. Recommended media. Trotsky's Ghost. You should read Robert Heinlein's other books, such as Strangers in a Strange Land, Revolt in 2100, The Moon is a Horus Mitris, and many more. Your listeners, to your listeners. Well, I'm not going to read them to them, because these books may discuss many of the topics your views take on your show, and thus may be interesting to listeners.
Sean's Story Hour.
You know, that'd be kind of interesting, actually, though. What if I did a little bit? What if I read Robert Heinlein's Starship Troopers audio?
That would be so cool.
You know, we should find
that
books.
That would be really neat.
Maybe actually. People would do that, would find a book, like a short book, that would like, and I'd be like all in there reading it.
Or it can have different people do reading different sections. And now Smokehouse's section.
No. I just think it'd be cool, because if I was really into it, I'd make an audiobook out of Snow Crash.
Yeah.
You know.
It's been done, but read by Sean Kennedy.
Has it been done?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it posted in the news.
An audiobook?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, download that. I want that.
Yeah, I've seen it. Actually, I have it.
You have it?
Yes.
As an audiobook?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do.
You read it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Dude.
Maybe by the author.
That'd be fat.
Yeah?
I'd be way into that.
Yeah, I'll try and dig that.
There's one thing for all your radio stations. You guys out there who are running little pirate radio stations are always giving shameless plugs. Yeah. Put that in your rotation. There you go, boy.
Yeah. Chapter of Snow Crash.
Yeah, you bet. That's a fat book. That's a totally awesome book. But Robert Heinlein's Starship Trooper, awesome book. And you can thank, once again, you can thank Kadath and Lorena for hooking me up with that guy.
Thank you.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, that was
if
great.
You know other sites and people who you think I should interview on the show so we can get some decent content going on, by all means, set me up, theman@rantradio.com. Or if you just want to send me a comment, you can send it to theman@rantradio.com. Very, very, very cool. So once again, I'd like to special shout out to Kadath and Lorena for setting me up with that. Going through the IRC tonight.
Wait. I have another poem.
Oh.
By Nurawar.
I'll read this one.
Sure.
Okay. This is a poem by Nurawak. If you happen to be looking...
That's not the poem.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you never know, right?
What has become of thou, America? Corporations are pulling government strings, soon to cause mass hysteria with money-making laws they bring. Free speech and thinking are dying fast. The media is tampering with our minds. Tell us to spend our well-earned cash on faulty products from assembly lines. Never when ending war on drugs is a joke. Wasting tax money you could use for us... Wasting tax... screwed that up. On faulty products from assembly lines, the never-ending war on drugs is a joke. Wasting tax money that could be of use to maybe find cures and save some folks. Rather than you spend it on war with no truce, you want to fight this menace of wrong, go listen to Rant Radio at rantradio.com. So that's very cool, and that's from Nurawak, and I'm sorry I screwed that up in the poem. I was doing really good there.
But you were doing pretty good.
I started to get into it, and then, you know... things go sideways.
Lost all hope.
So let's all go through the IRC. Well, and there's people in the IRC who was here, and then they jumped out, and they're back again. So it's unfortunate because during the show, I think there's people who...
They have to go to bed, some of them. They're saying,
I've got to go to bed. Well, you can download it. Okay, going down from the top. We got Smokehouse of Borg.
Yeah, I know. His society was a little bit, no, you will be raised differently. Fear. Rodo's like, paranoid, and shoots Jock. Rodo's like, waking out. No. Oh, you like children. That's great, Jock. Buck. You know.
Smokehouse aboard, Snake, a doobie, African Love Turtle, Oral Sex, KCFK, Kleincom, Countersink, Delamorte, DJ Cyber Wolverine, Dr. Zodiac, Guardian P. Nixter, Yo Nixter, Girl on the Left, Gorka, Government Slave, Griffin, Gun Taped, Vampire This Morning.
Vampire This Morning.
Hybrid Theory. Jojo the Dog Face Boy. Kenneth. Kexler. Crazy Fuck. Leshek. Lentium. Mr. Echo. No Deal. Ness. Neuralize. Neurowog. Nine Inch Nail Gun. Psycho Wolf Butt. Rat Fucker. Roto. The Paranoid. Sanix. Soham. Sparky. Striker. Tantrix. Tantrix. Two times.
Two times twice.
Templar Knight. Test Subjects. Transistor. Trotsky's Ghost. Tur Mornings. Sleeping. WS Ninja. CSR. Who if he ever spams on his Counter-Strike Radio and your IRC again will destroy you. Zerstor, Pyro, and Laboratory Rat. All right, guys. We will thank you for coming out. Once again, you are free to distribute this show in any way you see fit. And if you want to be on Rant Radio, you got ideas for a show. If you want to run a show on the Venus Project, if you want to run a show from the Venus Project in your happy little world, we need programming.
We do.
You can send it to info@rantradio.com.
We also need mirrors.
Mirrors are good.
For our stream. So if you know somebody sitting on a big fat pipe, and I'm not talking a cable modem, I'm talking like a fat pipe. ISP or some hosting site.
Steel bandwidth, because we don't live in the Venus Project.
That's right. We have some very nice people donating it right now, but we need more people just in case they go away or they can't do it anymore.
That's right.
And so all of you can listen.
You won't be able to get it. Oh, we'll all cry. And it'll really suck.
And we need more listeners. So tell your friends to listen in next week.
That's right. Bring people you don't know. It's very cool whenever I get a turnout of this stuff, guys. I want to keep more shows of this caliber. I know everyone's like, oh, Sean, we love the show. And you always get emails saying, Sean, I love the show. But it's not cool unless I feel I've delivered a quality show to you guys. Because I guess it's a little bit about pride. Like, I want to make sure that I'm not just sitting here like some you know, ass.
Talking about fruit.
Yeah, you know. But shut up. That'll be the coolest thing you'll get out of this show, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm serious. Don't mess with the fruit.
The fruit will get you.
Don't mess with the fruit, gee. All right, so Samuel L. Jackson eats fruit. All right, so...
He does.
He's a
fruit area.
That is a tasty cantaloupe! Anyway, so might have a sip of your fruit punch to wash down his cantaloupe.
Professor's killing himself, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Anyway, all right, guys. You guys all take care... And take cover. And take it any way you can get it. I'll talk to you guys later.
Take it. And talk some more, please.
Why?
Talk some more, Sean.
Okay, we're going to talk about... I was like, for cookies. I should have a recipe.
There we go. Sean's recipe book.
Sean's recipe book, where I'll... I should have a drink recipe at the end of every night so people can just have a drink. I'm going to recommend a wine... For people out there, and you'd be like, Sean, are you on crack? Listen up, guys. There's something I want you guys to think about. And this is something I've done. You know what I did this week? I burned all my T-shirts.
Ah, no.
I did.
You burned the blue baby killing Jesus?
No, I gave that away.
Okay, good.
No, the one that said, Nuka Godless Communist Gay Baby Seal for Christ?
Yes.
Yeah, I gave that one away.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
as long as you gave that one away.
I'm thinking about this stuff, you know what I mean? And we got a lot of really intelligent people.
Oh, just by the comments in the IRC.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm watching the show, and
they're funny, but they make sense. They're, like, really poignant.
You know, there's a lot of really smart people who listen into the show.
Yep.
And I'm going to start... I want to start taking it to the street, man. I want to start doing some damage. You know what? I'm a little bit sick of our listeners and our listener base getting stepped on.
Yep.
I'm sick of getting stepped on. So, yeah, I got a recommendation for
John's improvement, self-improvement.
Yeah, lessons. Pretty much. Anthony Robbins doing this stuff for $10,000 a week. Hell. Actually, a show, and I'm doing it for free.
Okay. Hell, I'll do it for free.
I'll do it for nothing. I tell you guys, you rock for no good reason. You made some stuff for me. You're all good. You guys are brilliant. Look at you, okay? No, seriously.
You're beautiful.
You guys want to check something out? I am a sweet wine fan. Okay, people are like, wine? Are you on crack? Listen up. That's some tasty wine. I'm a fan of sweet wines. I don't like red wines. You know, the dry stuff. Wine, like, dry wines make me sick.
Uh-huh.
And that's an Ernest and Gallio wine, which I'm sure someone's probably going to post. It's an Ernest and Gallio wine.
Yeah.
And it's called White Ganache, I think.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's tasty. Laboratory rats all wine, fruit salad, piece for modern societies. What the fuck happened?
What? Is this my show?
Why, Sean? Why? No. It's all good. It's all good. I'm still... Everyone's like, Sean, what's going on? You got rid of your T-shirts? Yeah, so I'm wearing a high-class suit, and I'm sitting in my water maker and still burning Scientologists, okay?
You still got
Don't worry.
Don't
everything's
worry.
All good. It's just that, you know, I'd like to be a little bit more Mr. Smith than, say, Neo. Because let's be real. Mr. Smith was the coolest guy in the show.
Yeah.
You know, and there'd be nothing better than just to have Mr. Travolta.
It seems you've been leading two lives.
You've been leaving
one
two lives.
One is a Scientologist and one is a movie star.
During the day, you like to go out and you stuff your landlady into the garbage. So we're here to put a stop to that. Yeah. Anyway, so, hello everyone, and goodbye everyone, and take care. And we will talk to you all next week. Well, I have a new and exciting concept in which to share. And next week, I'm actually going to have a show.
You had a show.
A drink. I'm going to have a drink for you.
Okay.
I want to have a drink mixture.
You're going to drink it here? You're going to swirl it around?
No. I'm going to have a drink mixture.
Oh, okay.
So that people can go out, they can get their stuff, and go from there. All right, guys. I'll check you later.
You betcha. Later.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to keep up the same as you give. A family to see you and call brethren. Come join us. All we wanna do is change your mind. All you need to do is close your eyes. Come join us. Let's go.